I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Congratulations. Your morning just got a bit classier. A media legend, a ferocious linebacker, a clueless producer, and you.
Searching for a replacement window online? Visit windownation.com today.
So raise a glass and act accordingly. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's do it live on a First Friday Miracle edition of the program. How you living, Threes?
I'm good, brother. How you living?
Pure suck.
Yeah? What happened?
Yep. Awful.
Explain.
Awful. Oh, just an awful day yesterday. Just brutal.
Oh.
Absolutely brutal. Million roadblocks, HOA headaches, just nonsense
HOA
everywhere.
Headaches.
Oh, those are the worst.
Gosh.
Those are the worst.
Gosh,
that's
I tell you
brutal.
What. You know what? I got, you know what? That reminds me. The amount of stuff that, by the way, I don't know if you're this way, but the amount of stuff that has found its way into our family calendar is kind of like, this would have never been the case. You know, if we did not have all these restrictions, you know, so for instance, we got Zoom calls scheduled that we totally forget to do. Like last night was supposed to be a Zoom call with like Hayden's teacher and protocols and all that. And it's one of those, you know, when they say, if you can make it in quotes, it kind of like puts down your urgency to actually make it. It's like 6:40 last night. And I'm like, oh man, I missed this is where my head was at. I missed the virtual presentation that Dublin was having on, you know, where Post Road hits 33,
and
like so you go 33 up the Post Road, and it's like it's so rural, right? It was rural, and now they have University of Ohio Dublin out there, and they have the whole Dublin Green development out there with Costco and all that, right? So that's probably all new since you know you were a lifer out here in the good old Dublin. But when have
certainly
that's intersection,
not very long
they're redoing it. So, like, if you remember, like, if you were coming down Highland Croix, turn right on Post, you'd have to turn left on the 33, and you'd sit there forever and wait. Well, they're changing that into a whole new interchange. Like, how are we going to do new exit ramps, entrance ramps? Like, it's growing. We need to do this. And I was like, well, I want to see when this is happening. You know, this is a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal. Then my wife's like, oh, gosh, I have the 7 o'clock Zoom meeting with the teacher. Again, this is 6:40. Mm-hmm. And she goes, all right. Thanks for reminding me. I come upstairs, you know, from playing with the girls in the basement at like 7:30. I was like, how's the Zoom call? She goes, oh, crap. Totally forgot. Man, it was 20 minutes. Anyway, that's where we're at.
The Zoom steady calls. Diet of Zoom calls with teachers, with schools.
Yep.
I've got a 3-hour Zoom call tonight so that I can coach Catholic football kids.
3 hours. That
3 hours.
Fun. That's exciting.
I have three of these. Three straight
How do you
hours.
Find 3 hours to sit in one. You kidding me?
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And apparently, it's one where I actually have to like pay attention because if there's like breakout meetings, like it's just nuts. It's absolutely nuts. But so what I was dealing with yesterday, in addition to HOA headaches, I had some what appeared to be we had some trees cleared. And I had some water that was coming that looked like it was coming up from the ground.
Ooh, that's
and I'm thinking to myself, first of all, hey, that's not good. Then I have a full-on panic, so I'm like, oh, my God, did somebody hit a septic line? Like, I have no interest in getting into that. I have no interest in getting into that type of situation.
No.
So then I'm on the phone with the septic guys, like, listen, your line is 6 feet deep. The odds of – it's almost – there's just no scenario where something would disrupt it. It's so far down.
Right.
So that was an incredible relief that that wasn't happening. Meantime, I'm in my yard, and I'm like, there is a ton of small, like, medium-sized rodent – droppings more than ever, like
Ooh.
More than I've ever seen.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty diligent about keeping an eye on this. But I'm like, I ended up taking out the shovel, 6 different droppings.
Need a dog,
locations.
Bro.
And I do this every day. You're right. I do need a dog. So last night, the day is in. It's time to go to bed. And I'm like, what is going on out there? Because it's obviously not happening in the day because we have windows to it all the time and we can see it. So what is going on out there? Well, sure enough, there's a skunk. And I've had this skunk issue for a while now. So I went to bed around 11:30. Skunk was out there. I flashed the light on it. It went away.
Yeah.
I got up this morning at 5:30. Another skunk out there.
Oh.
It's like a skunk party going on in the backyard.
My goodness. That's not good.
Yeah.
You know what they said? They
That's
said,
not
gosh,
great.
This Bishop estate looks lovely. Let's settle down here. That's what
they
said.
I think you're right. And I think they're saying, and now I got to get on my landscape guy because I think what's going on is he told me he sprayed for insects, but it's not. So there's got to be some insects that they're crushing in this lawn. That's got to be what's going on.
Yeah.
So now I'm on the phone this morning at 7 a.m. with rodent control because we got to trap these things. My wife goes, she starts yelling at me because she's got my oldest son's buddies coming over to slip and slide. And tomorrow she's like, you can't have traps all over the yard with their with his buddies around. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
What's the problem? Like nature versus nurture. Nature always wins. Let's show them what real life's all about right now.
Right.
So then I had to delay it, of course, because she wins that conversation. And this is so. This is so. When it's time for First Friday, yeah, right now. Pour four fingers. Let's go.
Let's go. Boom. Strong in the coffee. Let's go. Tear it up. look, I have a female Rottweiler who's great with kids. All she wants is some belly rubs.
Gosh.
You can borrow her for a weekend. She'll mark all over that place now.
That's what
my recommendation is don't, you know, let her go pee in the same spot. You got to keep the lawn luscious, you know. That's the thing about dog urine. A little bit in one spot, it's actually great. It fertilizes, builds it up. Let her go in the same spot over and over, and you're going to burn it out. So on National Dog Day, I think we need to get you a dog that will clear the skunks.
Is today National Dog Day?
It is.
You're right.
Which I feel happens four times a year, by the way. But
probably.
The neighbor, my neighbor here, has... he is so particular about his lawn. Mows it. I'm not exaggerating. When we have normally have rain, which we haven't had in Dublin. I mean, I know it rained in Franklin County yesterday. Not in Dublin. Not in our neighborhood.
Dry. It's been dry.
It may have rained at Avery, but I swear, like Muirfield, every time I see the clouds come in, I'm like, oh, my little dark sky. Rain starting in Dublin. I'm like, I'm not here. Not at this address. anyway, neighbor's daughter has a German. And this German is just an absolute beast. And all of a sudden, like, girls are outside the other day, and I hear the squeaky. I'm literally thinking the German is playing with a squeaky toy, okay?
Yeah.
No, it found a mole. That thing tracked down a mole, grabbed it,
right,
and kept playing with it, pawing it, tying it, tossing it in the air like a cat. And I'm like, you know what? So that's what came to mind. Maybe you can borrow her German, but problem with her German is it's not really kid-friendly. So,
well,
you know.
I mean, honestly, that would be okay for a little bit, too.
I'm just saying, you need yourself.
I'm pretty sick of the act of the boys at the moment. So yeah, I mean that would be okay too.
You need yourself a some kind of dog to kind of take care of that. But yeah, anytime water seeps up, that's not a good thing. I can deal with almost anything, but like when I have water coming from somewhere, that's not great.
And that's scary. So what I found out is that when they chopped up the trees and they mulched them, and I put a pile because I'm going to spread it in the woods as mulch. And when I did that, they blocked a water path that was leading. There was a yard drain, and so that's what it was from. I took a shovel out there and I said, it's coming from underneath here, and it's manifesting through the ground here. So I'm like, okay. So I didn't. That was, you know, disaster averted.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more terrifying than, oh my God, something's wrong with your septic.
Yeah.
Like the amount of problems that can happen there, and the amount of cost. That can happen there. And and the problem with that is like, if you're ever in a situation when you have septic problems, forget it.
Yep.
Like, what would you pay to fix it? Anything?
Right.
What do you want? A kid? Do you want a kidney?
Liver? No,
what do you need?
Yep.
I'll give you
what
anything
you need.
Yep. Well, you got to solve this right now. You got to get here right now. There's no such thing as like a casual septic problem.
Right.
It's a septic emergency.
AJ said,
it has to be solved today.
I asked AJ, I'm like, how often do you get your septic cleaned out or... You know, he goes, buddy, I've ordered every Amazon kind of like, you know, breaking down substance, you know, anything that helps break down the material. I just toss it all in there. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, when you have a septic, you just look, we're making sure this thing isn't, we're going to have no problems with this thing. All right. That's one thing
that's
you want to maintain.
Do.
Which then makes me think back to growing up. We had a septic as well. And my father never had that thing pumped. So I'm like, I don't know what he was doing. My dad may have been one of the worst at actual like maintenance, like maintaining things. I maybe remember one time him ever getting a car washed. Like, go wash when it rains. Like, what do you mean it'll wash? Like, it's anyway. Where I'm like a stickler about it. I get a nice summer day. I'm like going through the car wash. It's like, oh, maybe it's because I never got to one. All I want to do, Dad, when a kid, I want to go through the car wash, Dad. That's it.
That's all I want. Don't ask for much. Sarah telling me on social that her skunk advice was to leave some chocolate X-lax in the den. They'll eat it. It'll take effect, and they will move out. If I knew where the den was, Sarah, I'd do it. There's other things I would do to the den if I knew where the den was. I'm not sure exactly where they are. They come in the middle of the night.
Pour some diesel fuel on it and light it?
Oh, my God. Light it. Light it up. Yep. Absolutely. I considered, you know, because I've, you know, a little bit of a rural area here. I could certainly shoot it. But then I'm thinking that's going to stink. And then who's going to get rid of the carcass? Now I'm going to have vultures. Where's the end of this? You know, like right. What's the end of this
can't
thing?
Can't be
the
like end game is ugly. Go ahead, crows. Go ahead.
Right. That bothered me. That honestly bothered me like all day Sunday night because I love Rip so much and I love the way they wrote the character.
Yeah.
But the idea that you would just leave a horse above ground to rot.
Do you think that was my only question to you? Do you think that was a bad job on their part realizing that no one would ever do that? Or do you think it was the fact that he had so much anxiety that he couldn't reach Beth, Casey, or John that he was like, I don't have time to take this to a hole?
Well, wasn't that before all that happened, though?
No, because remember, he on the phone, before he sees the horse on the phone, he's like, he calls Jamie and goes, I can't reach anyone. And he goes, Rip, I don't think we should talk anymore. And then, or I don't think you should be calling me anymore. And then he sees the horse and he pulls over.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it could have been the anxiety.
You know, like if you're thinking, if you're thinking, I can't find my fiance.
I can't deal with it now. But you think the next call would be to one of those ranch handlers and say, go get the bobcat and drag it to the dump.
Right.
Be the way that would happen. That'd
right.
be the next move.
But for a novice like me that doesn't have, you know,
the dump
Montana,
experience.
You know, geographical right. knowledge, you know, and I'm assuming most people watching aren't that way.
Probably don't.
You know, like I feel like most people in Montana that watch are like, okay, they've got stuff pretty close. Like, you know what I mean? It's pretty good.
They do. No, they do a very good job. They did a very good job with
it. To where like everyone else like me, I'm like, they could name Helena, Dylan, all these towns. I'd be like, oh yeah, sure, I believe them. No idea. They could all be made up. I'd have no clue. I'm not fact checking.
No. Yeah. And honestly, they did a very good job. It's hard to do. You know, you want to make sure when you do stuff like that you're authentic. And I think they've done a pretty good job. I mean, there's not much. I mean, what do we do? We did that for 10 episodes, and I would maybe find one or two things in every episode that didn't quite add up or that was a slight miss. But most of it was pretty minimal. I mean, it was, you know, stuff like in terms of the calendar with the branding, when you do it, when you don't, you know, stuff like that. And then there seemed to be a little fast and loose with the geography, but it still would be
and
possible.
And I found out you can build my barbed wire fence for me.
Again, for the 34, I will build the barbed wire fence. You give me the deed to the 34, and I will do your fence. And yes, I can do it. And it sucks. About as bad as anything sucks, I'll tell you that. But I'll tell you, building them isn't even as bad. I mean, repairing them is just as bad. They both stink. So, yeah, it's as bad as a skunk problem, I'll tell you that. Lots to get to on the program today over the course of the next couple of hours. An open letter just now surfacing, I see this from Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren to the Big Ten parent group. I am just seeing this right now.
He's been drafting this for a while, hasn't he?
It's taken a while, a couple of weeks to get it done. So we'll give a read of this and see what comes of it. We'll see what Jarmo Kekäläinen's plans are for the offseason. A really rough day in Browns camp. Some NFL power rankings to get to. Patrick Walker joins us at 10:30. And if Ohio State were to say, to hell with it, we're done with the Big Ten. How do you do it? What does it look like? Is it feasible in any way? We will get to all of that in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Lots to get to. Fun program for you on a First Friday Miracle. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURN.
Just freak the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64000 to get started for free. That's WARBY to 64000.
Get your air conditioner fixed fast. Call Care Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING.
Hey, it's Bobby Carpenter, and championship teams need to have two things, heart and soul. Well, at Monogram Homes, they know a thing or two about heart and soul of a new custom home. My friend Bob and his team at Monogram take pride in offering a true custom home building experience. They will take your ideas, your vision, and transform them into the home of your dreams. So let Monogram Homes pour their heart, their soul, into your new custom home today. Check them out online at monogramhomes.net. That's monogramhomes.net.
Hamiltown and Floors has been Columbus's premier flooring store since 1967. Everyone knows new floors have the biggest impact transforming a home, and Paneltown would like to help those experiencing challenges with 12 months same as cash. 12 months same as cash! Let the experienced staff at Paneltown help you with your home's transformation and turn your flooring dreams into reality. Paneltown delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Go where the pros go, Paneltown.com.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works. It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy the Fan. Yeah.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the all-new Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
James Laurinaitis here, and the deals just keep rolling in at Germain Toyota. So get in the car you're driving now and get ready to trade it in for a brand new Toyota Camry for 0% for 60 months. Prefer to lease a car? Get the Corolla LE for $169 a month. Offers are good for those that qualify. Rich and his staff are simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every one of you. Do what I did and go to Germain Toyota at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard or online at germaintoyota.net.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-362-2000, 362-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Give me a call for an all-cash offer at 614-362-2000. 614-362-2000.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit windownation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. And guys, look, this pandemic has took a toll on everyone. It could be the reason why you don't have any motivation to work out. Maybe you're stuck in a rut, if you will, or it could be low testosterone. I say you should go figure it out. Where? Affinity Whole Health is where. How? FeelGreatColumbus.com is where you can go to find out how. They will take your blood, they'll evaluate your numbers, and with a free doctor consult, why not? Go get your numbers checked and help them, or help you, let them help you do a 180 and feel great today. FeelGreatColumbus.com.
Help them help you. Help me help you.
Help me help you.
Help you.
You can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking.
Oh, boy. This from Wolverine Digest. I'm quoting. It was not a response from Warren to the parents. It was the parents to Warren, which I read on social wrong. So the tease that I delivered is not going to be paid upon here because it is not going to be delivered upon.
Oh, man.
Because I read it wrong. Uncle Bo really screwed
yesterday.
It up.
It's a first Friday.
It was. It's been
already
a full day.
Started on this show.
It's like,
if you haven't started, you are late to the party.
That's right. I told my wife last night, I'm like, how in the hell is it Tuesday? I mean, isn't it Thursday? Like, can't we be done? Isn't this week done already? Like, I'm just spent. But anyway, here is this is from Wolverine Digest. Quote, I don't want to call it arrogance, but there was a surprising lack of awareness from presidents that there would be such significant pushback when they voted to postpone the 2020 season, a source in the Big Ten headquarters shared. Quote, I think you have Kevin Warren is so eager to please his bosses still early in his tenure that he just sort of went along with them without really being an advocate for the athletic directors or the football program. It was like he didn't know where his loyalties lie. Is it with the president or it's the ADs or the coaches or the players? In theory, all those entities should be pulling in the same direction, but as we've all seen, incredible disconnect between the philosophies of the presidents and their coaches, athletes, in some cases, athletic directors. It goes on to say that what they thought would happen is that the ACC would follow. Certainly would follow. But that Notre Dame was the monkey wrench in that. Quote, Notre Dame really wanted to play and was willing to enter into an agreement that could lead to something down the road. At the very least, more games every year against ACC teams. Their adamance about playing was the ace in the hole. A group led by Clemson needed to really push for a season and turn the tide in favor of ignoring the Big Ten. I mean, if Notre Dame, with their academic reputation or national brand, was willing to go forward, it just sort of sealed the ACC's fate. Well, then.
Well. Well, well, well.
Well,
what do we have here?
Yeah, I think it's something we've been pretty consistent with here. That I mean, you know, I've said it a million times. Warren for the messaging it's fireable. The way that he delivered the message, there's no question. His silence, his lack of showing the homework, and all of those things. But what if? And just play along with me. What if the reason he's not showing the homework is because the homework would expose the programs that are fighting the hardest now to play?
Right.
What if the homework would show that presidents in this league overwhelmingly didn't want to play and voted not to play and had an incredible disconnect with their athletic directors? Perhaps that's why we haven't seen the homework even still.
Right. I think it's a very great point. Like, maybe you get the job as commissioner. Do you understand the full scope of the job? Like, what is the job? Like, Big Ten commissioner. When you have presidents of like, you could argue he's the first to have. Well, for one, he is definitely the first to have to deal with like an issue like this. That's obvious.
Yeah.
But he could be the first that actually have to have any decision made with the conference of all 14 presidents. Like, when Jim Delaney asked about expanding, I guess he would have had to ask the presidents about because of the academics. So he's not the first. So Jim Delaney, when he goes into, you know, his meetings and says, "Hey, I really want to add Missouri. You know, I think Missouri football with basketball. I think we can add Missouri. They already have the Battle of St. Louis, you know, there, and they play in the Edwards Jones Dome. It'd be a nice little natural rival. We got it'd also be another Big 12 school to bring into the Big Ten. That kind of, not that it would help Nebraska, but it's a familiar, you know, it's a familiar thing, and logistically makes sense. And I know those talks were real, but something with Missouri's academics and stuff or whatever. Same with Oklahoma. So if he brings it to them and the presidents say, nope, they don't match our academic standards. Okay.
I'm glad you used that because I think that's a real problem, the arrogance of the presidents in this league.
Yes. And so I think, but I'm trying to think of a time when Jim Delaney would have had to deal with the chancellors and the presidents, right? Because besides that one instance, when else do the presidents and chancellors really even care? I mean, the TV negotiations, that's an athletic thing. Sure, the schools like it because they get a ton of cash from it. But ultimately, that's an idea that he brought to the athletic directors and brought to the presidents probably at one time and said, hey, what about starting our own network? I'm just trying to think of times that Delaney would have been under the pressure of, and even then, when this stuff was brought up, this wasn't Jim Delaney first year on the job, Jim Delaney. Right?
No.
Like Jim Delaney had been on the job. He had built relationships. He had played the political aspects of this, right? I'm sure he had done people liked Jim Delaney. You know, not everyone loved him, but every time we went to like a Big Ten kickoff thing or whatever, and ADs are all there and coaches, and like Jim likes to have a good time. If you've been around Jim Delaney, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's a cocktail hour, Jim will be there. He'll be happy.
He's
very easy to talk to. I have a very, very unique relationship with Jim Delaney because of the fact that one of my friends, Sean White, who I played, not that Sean White, but a Sean White that I played high school football with from North Carolina. He moved to like Wayzata back when we were young. Anyway, his dad used to be in the athletic department with Jim Delaney, I believe. Where was it? North Carolina, North Carolina State, something like that. And anyway, when Jim Delaney was there, so anyway, we knew a family, a same family. So like whenever he'd see him, he'd tell me the same damn story every time. Like, oh, I remember their parents. It's great. Love them. Great people. But it opened you up to more conversation. Like, you know, you'd get like a good 30, 40 minutes with Jim and just shoot the whatever. And so, but there's only a few times like he's able to build relationships. Like Kevin Warren gets on, and I'm not trying to defend him at all. I think that I agree with you. I think what he has done is fireable, and I think it shows that he had a lack of preparation for the job. But Jim was able to kind of sit a few years and understand, oh, my job entails this too. Oh, it entails this. So that by the time you have to get to those big decisions on who do we let into the conference and who do we start our own TV network and do we do this, do we do that, do we do a championship game, he has already relationships and a foundation built where Kevin's thrust into this, and I don't think he I know he did not understand the full scope of what was entailed here. And you're right. I'm not even sure he knows where his loyalties are supposed to be. Like, am I supposed to listen to the presidents? Am I supposed to listen to the ADs? Should I have fought a little harder? And it's just it's a terrible... I think you can do both, Bo, right? You can think that he did a poor job, right? And the way that he handled this is fireable. And I think you can also have a little bit of understanding that he wasn't even able to kick his feet up, you know, and kind of even relax. I guarantee he hasn't met every single, I mean, maybe he has, every president and established a relationship, and then to get this huge decision dumped on you, it can be both. But if you're going to take that Big Ten commissioner job, you got to understand the weight of that. And you cannot say to anybody, even if you feel it in your bones, you're going to publicly admit, I didn't think canceling football was going to be that big of a deal. Huh?
You mentioned Delaney. Here's the other thing with Jim Delaney. He was a powerhouse.
Yes.
I mean, he had the full power of the league and was one of the strongest voices in the country, if not the strongest voice in the country, in intercollegiate athletics.
Yes.
Probably the strongest. I mean, he was stronger than Miles Brand or anybody who's ran, you know, the NCAA.
People don't understand that. He was an icon. Like, he carried a lot of weight. Yep.
Like, I think he blew it with Rutgers and Maryland. I do.
Yep.
I think he blew it. But you cannot argue what he's done with Big Ten.
And
Network.
I think
you
he could have been more vocal for the Big Ten on years when they got left out. I would have loved to hear him on the college football playoff.
Fight. Yeah.
I would have loved to hear him fight a little more because he carried that weight. Anytime he said something, you would see it everywhere. Jim Delaney, you know what I mean? Like, it was a big deal when he would speak up. You would like to hear him say, you know, For instance, if the Big Ten keeps getting left out, I think we need to go to six teams. There's no way that, you know, Ohio State should have been left out or whoever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he could have stood up for his teams a little more because guess who would? If the SEC ever got left out, you know they would for sure.
No question.
And that's all you want to hear is like, okay, is it realistic? Probably not. Like, is his words going to do much? Probably not. But at least he said them. At least it made you feel nice and warm.
You hit on something else there when you did the highfalutin accent. And there's something in this story in this that's on Sports Illustrated that I think hammers that home. And I want to get to that coming up next. And we will do that. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
One is upside down on an inversion tape.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
The other one's wearing a tank top without pants.
Ready for your workout?
Radio doesn't get any better than this.
You nasty.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation fee.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at Champions Golf Course with PGA professional Fran Kosis, plus Mike Musser with the City of Columbus and ESPN's Bob Herrig.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-338-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-338-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
There are people who say things aren't made here anymore. Those people should make a trip to Michigan, or Kentucky, or Illinois, where you'll find our workers, and dealers, and engineers, and technicians building at the Ford Motor Company, the same way we have for over a century, in the same place, for the same reason, built for America.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. All State Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
The finest distillation of sports talk in all of Ohio. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, here's what's up on a Tuesday edition of the program. I had mentioned that story on SI.com from the Michigan site. And this is pretty important because I think this very, very accurately sums up the way that we, and when I say we, I'm talking about the Big Ten universities, view themselves and look down their nose at the SEC. And I think that this, coming from a source in the Big Ten headquarters, pretty sums up nicely. So many missteps along in the process. But I'd say by far the biggest miscalculation was believing that there wouldn't be upheaval within their own programs and fan bases. There was an arrogance that our presidents and institutions would come out on the high ground, believing they'd look like heroes for putting student-athletes above football. This is a feeling that football is life culture. The SEC is to be scorned, not celebrated. But what's become evident is that our leaders severely misjudged the Big Ten culture as it relates to football. We're all guilty of this because the amount of times, there is a difference. I mean, you played with SEC guys. I covered that league.
Yep.
There certainly are differences. But we have gotten, and when I say we in this instance, I'm talking about Ohio State football. We have gotten a lot closer to that way of going about our business than that they have changed. The SEC has been doing the same thing for a very long time.
Right.
Football and runs the show, right?
Right.
Ohio State, I think, really, with the hiring of Urban,
yes,
started to get to that point.
Yes.
Because that's when all of a sudden there would be some oversigning. That's when you would see kids who were four-year scholarship guys be nudged out. Yep. Those things didn't happen under Tress.
Right.
They didn't. And I'm not saying they're good or they're bad. It's
right.
Just a different way of doing business.
It just
okay?
It is what it is. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like, and we, it is what it is. We become NFLU. Right? That's yep. And so when you think about Ohio State as a entity, the football program has always been out in front. Always. But with what's happened the last decade and being nationally relevant, really going back and even through Tress's time, the last 20 years on the national landscape, there has been an, for lack of a better term, an SEC-ization of Ohio State football.
Yes.
Probably because it was required to keep up.
Yep. So, under Tress, that never, you're right, that never happened. And it wasn't just, it was the way the players, there wasn't a comfortability under Tress, but there was kind of a, as long as I do things the right way, I go to class, I don't get in trouble, Tress is going to honor his word and keep a scholarship. Mm-hmm. That changed to this unbelievable, relentless pursuit all out under Urban where, no, nothing was guaranteed. We're going to try to out-recruit you every single year. Now, you still felt that. Like, I've told stories before about how five stars, you know, would come in and you're like, gosh, yeah, like, and you, all you have to do is read, like, you know, Bucknuts or any of those things to kind of be like, all right, fine, you know, go ahead, think that Brian Rule's the next thing or Ross Holman.
Right.
It fueled you as a starter. That's what makes Ohio State so great is that your almost fear of losing your position fuels you. That insecurity of getting passed up is what makes you keep waking up at 5 a.m. to go work out at 6, you know, so that's part of the culture, but it changed even more so to where, like, Urban just took it up a level to where there was no guarantees.
Yeah.
No guarantee. And not even if you did things right. Like, you can go to class, you can do this, you can do whatever. Okay. Are you helping us or no? No. We need someone who can help us on the field. Sorry. We encourage you to find a transfer option for you and best of luck. Or offer for, you know, or the instances, like, here's something that, you know, people don't like to talk about it, but if you offer 3-4-star running backs, and they're like, yeah, I can't wait to go to Columbus, and then, boom, 5-star running back flips and says, hey, I want to come to Columbus. Okay, boom, so hey, sorry, I know you had a scholarship, but we're going to take that back because this 5-star wants it late in the process. That would have never happened.
No,
I'm
Danny
not saying
Clark's
it's right or wrong.
That's a great example of that, the quarterback out of Maslin yes. and Hoban.
I'm not even – that's not right or wrong, right? Like, I'm not here –
No,
to
it's just the different business.
It's the different business.
It's a different business that
yes.
it's been. Buddy,
so,
it's beyond even players. It's facilities.
Yes.
the demand
so it goes there, right?
To keep up.
And then I was getting to the point of about, it's the, when you ran out of the tunnel under a trestle team, it was just oozed in tradition. And Urban loves the tradition too, but what'd you get? You got a whole new tunnel. Let's glam it up. You got fireworks. You got smoke. You got, you know, whatever. Like, let's NFLize it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll never forget, like, going from games in the Big Ten to my first game. First game ever was at Central League Field out in Seattle. And you're used to running out, you know, as a team. You saw this. I remember running out, you know, when you're the away team. It's just like college. You just run out. You don't get no introductions as the away team. So you run out. I'm like, all right, wait for the Seahawks to run out. Let's go. Nope. You see the tunnel. You see the cheerleaders lined up. And all of a sudden, it's the individual thing. No one's helmets on. Fireworks. And you're like, oh, right. Gosh. Well, right, here's the NFL. Here's the production. You know, like, here it is. And that's just, that was just such an eye-opener for me. And be like, oh, that's pretty cool. And Urban's brought that, the best of his ability, to college. Now, if he could get them to do individual announcements like that, like if that was allowed in college, we would definitely do it. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be a Big Ten rule or something to where you can't do that. But if it was allowed, think about it. We'd do it in a second. Individual, yes, sure. Like, fireworks going off with, you know, yeah. Justin Fields running out and some sweet little video play and lights going off and flashing and strobing. Like, they'd find a way. Why? Recruiting.
Yeah.
Make an NFLization of it. And this isn't good or bad, but there are two programs in the entire Big Ten that are SEC-like. I have a buddy who lives in Nashville, and his dream is like traveling around to every big-time program, and he tries to get tickets to like big-time games, all right?
Sure.
So good for him that he has the means to do it, but he goes, there's only two places I've been in the Big Ten to where I was like, yep, that compares with the culture of the SEC. And it's Penn State because of the small town and just the atmosphere on Big Game U there, and then Ohio State. He goes, I've never been more disappointed than Wisconsin when it was Wisconsin versus Michigan, and it was last year, right, where Wisconsin was ranked whatever and then Jonathan Taylor went off.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year or is that 2 years ago? Anyway, but he goes, it was end the first quarter and the whole thing wasn't even packed up yet. And I was like, oh, this is lame. Like, this would never happen down in the South. On a top 25 matchup? And so there's two schools.
Great point.
That have the SEC culture in our entire Big Ten. So while we sit here and we're like, yes, the Big Ten has had this.
I think Nebraska has it too. I just think they just haven't been.
They just don't have the. Yes, you're right. Nebraska, and yes, that's a good point because you know what? No matter what, they're going to be sold out. And I don't think he's been to Nebraska yet because, look, there hasn't been a top 15 matchup, you know what I mean, there, you know, for him to go to. But I think Nebraska, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan doesn't even have it. Because Michigan is still so caught up in their academics that, and it's a great academic school for how much we know poke at them or whatever. It's a great academic school. But that's not, like, there's one school in the SEC that's like that. It's Vanderbilt. Where they don't, you know, and I'm not comparing the two because I know Michigan has a really great storied history. But it just, the problem is the parents who are being the loudest, Nebraska and Ohio State, Penn State, like, those are the SEC cultures. Illinois, right. Purdue, Northwestern, they're like, okay, we'll see you in the spring. I don't care when we play again.
I don't think there's ever been a bigger disconnect between the people that are running these universities and the fans of these universities, many of whom are not alumni, I'll acknowledge.
Right.
I don't think there's ever been a bigger disconnect than there is currently. In this conference, I think the presidents of the SEC know exactly how their bread is buttered.
Yep.
And the ACC said, "Well, we're in too if you are, and if we can get Notre Dame alongside them, let's go." And the Big 12 is saying, "Hey, we got Texas, so Texas is going to want to play."
Right.
And I mean the state of Texas, not necessarily the University of Texas, because Oklahoma is part of that as well. But they all followed suit. But I think all of the things that are starting to come out on this, folks, all the pieces matter. And you start to see what's happening here. And it was these presidents who made this decision. And it was made by a consensus. And it's one that they've botched pretty significantly. So I think it sets the table where you are, and there's illuminating stuff. And my guess is this is going to continue to trickle out more and more and more over the course of the next month until you have a game that's played. Which goes back to the point all along, there was no reason to cancel it when they canceled it.
Yeah.
That could have been, you could have done that. I mean, heck, you could have still been canceled. You could have pushed back the opener next week, and you could have said, we're going to play September 26th.
Yep.
Like, there was no reason to cancel when they canceled. They did, they've had 2 weeks of just terrible, putrid press for to cancel at the time they canceled for no good reason. There's no reason to do it. So that's the issue at hand. We'll get back to this in the 11 o'clock hour because there could be drastic measures that need to be taken, and we will explore those. Coming up next, a very busy offseason for Jarmo Kekäläinen and the Blue Jackets will highlight some of the chores he has to take.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Carib, we will do that coming up next. Bishop Milorinitis right here on The Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart.
I'm drunk right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation. Growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch, and you could save up to 40%. And see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
The community has been phenomenal in their outpouring of love and support for the caregivers of Mount Carmel. They are putting themselves at risk. They're putting their families at risk. They are extending themselves in ways that really they probably didn't anticipate when they got into a healthcare organization. And on behalf of our team, I am very grateful to the community for that support. I'm Lorraine Lutton, and I'm the new CEO at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
Rothman and Ice.
My dad's advanced scouting programs and sporting events for the whole week. He's mapping his week out in front of the TV. That's what he does.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by your local Pella Window Showroom.
The Fan.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Celebrate freedom from down payments at John Hinderer Honda. 2020 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $269 a month with no money down. Route 79 in Heath or visit HinderHonda.com, open Sundays.
With approved credit, 36-month lease plus tax and title, in stock only. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Public speaking. Getting stranded at sea. Gas station bathrooms. Venomous snakes. Paying too much for a bed that isn't right for you. These are the most common fears in America. That's why Mattress Firm came up with the Rest Assured Promise, so you'll find the right bed at the right price, guaranteed. And during our Labor Day sale, save up to 50% on America's best-selling brands, like Sealy and more. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations and only while supplies last. Some products only available online. Visit MattressFirm.com for details.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Day drinking responsibly with a touch of class. This is Bishop and Morinitis.
And brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation. If you're in need or search of replacement windows, go check them out at windownation.com. They'll take care of you the way that they take care of us. 866-90-NATION as well. So you heard Shark at the top of the hour about the fine for Torts after he left after two comments, and I think it was justified. I don't think you can do that. But he did meet with the beat writers after that from his home and was still pretty adamant about, I'm not going to talk about feel-good stuff. That he doesn't do exit. I was reading Porty, and he doesn't do exit interviews or any of those things. Like, you know, what more can I say? It's emotional, and he's clearly still emotional about the way that it ended, and Yarmo was as well. And you say to yourself, this was a team that, by every measure, overachieved what we thought it would do. Yeah. I mean, I did not think this was going to be a play. I thought, play some relevant hockey in February. I did not think this was going to be a playoff team. I don't know if it would have been a playoff team had you had a standard playoff. But you get this incredibly satisfying victory over Toronto in the first round that goes a long ways and make you feel good about the way this season was. To me, this was an exceeding of expectations.
It was. And I think that's the hard thing, is that you look at the season anyway. And going into the season, we said, look, if this team... I mean, realistically, you lost Brett, you lost Bob, you lost Duchesne, Dzingel, all these guys. And what you're saying to yourself is you're saying, gosh, we barely made it into the playoffs that year. How can we even repeat that? You know, getting to just sneaking into the playoffs with what you would thought was less talent. And then the season started and you're like, okay, injury, injury, injury. And you're like, but they're still fighting. Right. They still have a chance. And so you're like, wow, it's unbelievable. They're overachieved. The fact they still have a chance is even unbelievable. And you kind of felt with the way it was going with Seth going down that you were going to write the end of the season review as give Torts a hell of a lot of credit for his ability here to give him a lot of credit for his ability to keep this thing afloat and even competitive to the end. Like, you got to the last regular season week, and maybe they missed by two games, and you're like, wow, he still deserves Coach of the Year with that. So then, you know, the pandemic happens, a lockdown happens, you come back, and you're like, oh, okay, now we're healthy again. You beat the Maple Leafs, who have stars, who is Canada's team. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, what are the possibilities here? And I think some of it was like you have in your mind, you know that you can beat Tampa Bay. Now things have to go a certain way. And trust me, there are parts in that series to where, yes, it should still bother you because there's a 5-on-3 you didn't capitalize. There's, you know, it's, to me, the Tampa series hurts because there was plays there that you were like, oh, we could have beat him again. Now, does this team win the Stanley Cup? Probably not. And you know, Shelly goes, I don't want him to win the Stanley Cup this year. I'm like, why? She goes, well, for what? A virtual Zoom parade? No. Like, I want to be able to celebrate if that's the case. I'm like, well, solid point out of you, but still, you want him to win it. She's like, nope. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, you take that stance.
She's so cutthroat. Here's the real question, though, because if you want a Stanley Cup parade, you say, are the pieces here for that to build for that to happen? Because that has to be the goal.
There are bits and pieces.
The goal, but more needs to be added. They have restricted free agents that are incredibly critical.
Yep.
When you talk about PLD and Josh Anderson and Gavrikov.
Yeah. And Gavrikov, that second D pairing, really, Savard, Gavrikov, I mean, we talk about Seth and Zach a lot, which we should, because they're, I think both of them together are elite. But, I mean, Gavrikov and Savard really gave you something, too, on that second D pairing that you'd like to see Gavrikov stick around.
Yeah, you would, and you'd sure heck to like to see PLD be here for his entire career.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you want. You want him to continue to grow. Josh Anderson's a mystery. But I know this, you're better with him than you are without him. You've got the Seth Jones contract that's got to be done. That's next on the list, that extension. And in the meantime, you say to yourself, if we're going to win a cup, then we need more on the offensive end.
Yep.
We do. So where does that come from? And Yarmo said, he said in the in his post postseason press conference, look, not going to come free agency. So then you say, all right, trade is probably where it's going to come. You say, well, what do we have that people want? And I just look at net.
Yep.
And I go, well, you got two.
Which one are you going
to
deal?
Is that a luxury that we need to have?
Right. And that's the thing, though. Which one would you deal? Corpy gave you an outstanding postseason, and Elvis is young and looks like a rock star.
Right.
You haven't seen Elvis play
the postseason. That's why Yarmo Kekalainen gets paid the big bucks to make those type of decisions.
What do you think about
But that's what I think about, is if that's the best way to acquire talent here, because no one's gonna, I don't think you're going to get free agents without overpaying. So you're going to have to trade or develop. And the thing that you have that has the most value are those two goalies that you're willing to trade.
Yep. And I think real quick, because I know we're up against it, but I think that his thought process on making these young guys, for instance, guys that didn't play in the bubble or even guys that did, how he wants them, I don't know if you saw that, but he wants them to go play over in Europe. I mean, these European leagues are starting, I mean, some are starting September 1, some are starting October 1. Mm-hmm. So we've already seen JD and the Rangers send guys over and basically say, hey, you know, you didn't play a lot in the bubble. You haven't played since March. You're getting rusty. Go play over in Europe. And so whether it's the KHL, Finland, Swedish, the Switzerland leagues, these are all starting relatively soon. And you're not supposed to start really till December 1 is when the regular season starts. You know, camps will open November 17th, allegedly, right? You already hear the NBA talk about pushing back. Who knows if hockey will. But if you are, like he mentions in here, he wants Bemstrom to go over there. He wants Cole Sherwood, a guy who didn't play. He wants Foodie, Robinson. He wants even Texier, Matis Kiv Lennox. So you talk about maybe trading a goalie. It's not like Kiv Lennox when he came in, you know, when Corpy was hurt and when Elvis needed a break, Kiv Lennox wasn't just absolute trash. So I would argue that they have two established goalies, one being a rookie, and then they have another one in development, Kiv Lennox, who you'd be like, could he be your backup? You know, could you deal one
that's
of those?
What I'm
I think that's a place to look at. But I thought it was absolutely, it was. You could tell why Yarmo is the way he is, because he said, everyone I've approached about going and playing in Europe has said yes. And he goes, and his quote was, and I don't know why you'd say no. I mean, if you don't want to go over there and play more hockey, then you're in the wrong business. And I was like,
that's such
a GM comment. Like, it's such a GM comment. Like, what do you want to play more? Well, coach, I'm a little emotionally worn down from this whole bubble thing and trying to play, and I didn't play. Well, what do you mean, Yarmo? Go play in Europe. Do you want me to leave my family? Yes. Do you like hockey or not? That's the response.
That's right. To put a period on that thought, like Josh Anderson could go an entire year without playing. That might be what it is. He had surgery in December.
I know.
So that's kind of where you're at with that. Yep. So big heavy lifting for Yarmo this summer to get this team over the hump and make it a true contender. Because right now, I don't think it's a contender. Right now, it's a fun story every year. But in order to be a true contender, something has to be done to give it some more offensive firepower.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE. That comes from within, but more likely from trade, and you have an ability to do that. Coming up next, a just brutal day in Berea for the Browns. We will go over the struggles offensively and the mash unit that is quickly becoming of the Cleveland Browns defense. We get to that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is sponsored by Medical Mutual. Here for you today and every day. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
At Medical Mutual, we care about the health and well-being of Ohioans. That's why we offer high-quality health insurance plans with access to the doctors and hospitals you know and trust, plus dental, vision, and wellness programs to help you achieve and maintain your best health. Learn more at medmutual.com/hereforyou.
Do you want to know how you can feel amazing and live better? James Laurinaitis here for my guys at Affinity Whole Health. And let me tell you what I did. I called Affinity. Their process, so simple. You go to their website and sign up for a free doctor consult. After your initial appointment, they'll show you your numbers and customize a plan that is right for you. If you're feeling tired, unmotivated, if you've gained some weight, lost some muscle mass, you could have low testosterone. I did, and Affinity put me on a plan, and I quickly did a 180. This pandemic has taken its toll on all of us. So if you've fallen off the wagon, give my guys at Affinity a chance to show you what they can do for you. Affinity helped me stay motivated, regain muscle, feel better, and they can do the same for you. You will see a huge improvement in your daily life. For a free doctor consult and to see what Affinity Whole Health is all about, go to feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com and tell them that James sent you. Do your 180 today and go see my friends at Affinity Whole Health.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, changing your oil. We've got what you need. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $26.99, plus a $5 bonus reward if you're an AutoZone Rewards member. Not a member? Signing up is easy. You can do it right here in-store or on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Foot odor thrown off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control, plus more to keep your feet on their game. Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers. Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Goodyear knows why we all love basketball. It's the sound of the buzzer, the roar of the crowd, the swish of the net. It's the spin on the ball as it's released, the squeaking sneakers before an inbound pass, the timeout that gives us perspective on the moment. We love basketball because we love movement. And now that it's back, we're asking you, the fans, what moves you? Goodyear, more driven.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Sports Center. Good morning. I'm Mark Dishark. The Reds' losing streak has reached 4 games following last night's 3-2 loss at Milwaukee. During the skid, Cincinnati has scored a total of 6 runs. Tonight, they'll send 4-1 Sonny Gray to the mound against 1-2 Adrian Hauser of the Brewers. Cleveland's Mike Clevinger hasn't pitched in 3 weeks as he served punishment for breaking COVID-19 protocols. Clev returns tonight to face the Twins. Last night, Shane Bieber improved to 6-0 as the Tribe topped Minnesota 4-2. A week ago, the Lightning wrapped up their first-round Stanley Cup playoff series against Columbus with a Game 5 overtime victory against the Blue Jackets. Last night, they won again in OT, this time a 4-3 victory over Boston in the Eastern Conference semifinals. That series even at 1-1. The Sports Center is brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit basementdoctor.com. Breaking sports news on The Fan.
It's First Friday Somewhere.
That's a big sense of freedom.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, second hour here. Just to give you an idea, and I think this is important, you know, coming from your perspective as a guy who played, certainly in the NFL, at a very high level. At a very high level. Think about this. Saturday, the Cleveland Browns had, going into Saturday's practice, the Cleveland Browns had 9 practices left in training camp before camp, as it's being, it is now, is done, and then it would go into game week and prep for the Ravens, okay?
Yeah.
That practice on that Saturday was a gear-up practice for the Sunday full contact tackle practice, which there has been none at this point. Lots of thud, but no full. Now, I don't know if you need it or not. You can answer that question. The Sunday practice is completely derailed because of 12 false positive COVID tests that include your head coach, your special teams coordinator, and your offensive line coach, and 12 key players. Now, they haven't said publicly who the key players are, but key players. Yeah. So now, they were told in the morning, no practice, COVID, lockdown, clean the facility, And then they were told later to rush back to the facility that we think that the tests are incorrect. And they rushed him back in the facility and had a practice. But it was a glorified walkthrough without many key players and without your head coach, special teams. Okay. So now you get to Monday's practice. You have an hour before the practice where you don't know if those 12 guys are going to be there or not. They end up that they are. You have your prize safety who blows his Achilles tendon at the start of that practice in the most innocuous way that you could possibly blow an Achilles
tendon. Good start. Yeah.
Terrible start. So now you're gearing up towards Tuesday, right? All right. Well, Tuesday will be because they're off today. So Tuesday is going to be your big practice. We're going to get physical. We're going to hit. We're going to do all those things. So not only is it obviously Delpit out, Mac Wilson out, Kevin Johnson out. These are all people who are going to start. J.C. Treader out, your starting center. Not only all that, but your corners, 2 through 5, are also all out. And Denzel Ward, your number one corner, does not participate in 11-on-11, honestly, because I think they just want to put him in bubble wrap.
You should.
And say, we can't even let you do anything. So now you have the first team offense going up against a defense that's without 2 of its 5 corners, 2 through 5. Actually, 1 through 5, because no Denzel. So you're 6 through 9, 9 through 12 corners, without your starting free safety, Delpit, without your starting weak linebacker, Mac Wilson, right?
Yes.
And the offense manages just one touchdown.
Yeah.
And there were several 4-and-outs.
Ooh.
Could not, the second team defense, which is really the 9 through 12 corners, the first team offense didn't get a first down. I would say that's pretty big caution flags.
Concern for the offense or, gosh, great organizational death at corner?
I think it's got to be the former. When I lay that out to you, as someone who's been through a lot of these camps, what the hell are you thinking?
So here's what I'm thinking. As a guy who was constantly, for his entire career, on the this is the year we're getting over the hump mentality.
Yeah.
So in my brain, I say to myself, every single year we would do that, right? We would go into a season and you'd be like, all right, first rookie year, it's just a whirlwind. Like, you're a rookie, so when you're 1 of 15, you're like, bro, I don't care what the record was. This sucks, but I got to play in the NFL for a season. You know? Whew. And I proved rookie year that I can at least survive. I don't know how long, but I can survive here, okay? Second year, you go 7-9. And that, you know, if you just win and go 8-8, it's the year you could have went to the playoffs as an 8-8 NFC West division champ. The NFC West was not that division back then. You know, it was a weak division. And we had Sam Bradford at quarterback, played the whole year. So you're saying, you know what? We got our franchise player. We got Steven Jackson at tailback. We got Sam Bradford at quarterback. We did that with Donnie Avery as our number one. You know, love Donnie. Great dude. Donnie was running a 9 route. That's it. So what if we get a wide out, right? What if we get another weapon on offense to where we're like, okay, give Sam a dude, you know, and maybe we can take a step. Did not happen. I think they decided not to draft Golden Tate that year, who I wanted, but it's okay. They never listened to my draft recommendations, by the way.
They weren't interested in your scouting requests.
No, which, by the way, I honestly, some of the guys that I wanted wouldn't have hit, but some of them definitely would have.
Give me one that you were really strong about, and you're like, please, just this is the guy.
And that they didn't hit or did hit? Because I really wanted Golden Tate. The one that I really wanted that didn't hit at all that I did not see was Justin Blackmon. I thought Justin Blackmon was going to be a dude.
Yeah.
I did not see that.
He had all sorts of stuff off the field.
Right, which, I mean, when you're just watching college football, to our defense, right? Like, so if you just say, hey, take all the off-field stuff off it, and you were just watching college football, you thought, is Bryant 2.0 or 2.0?
Yeah.
So you're like, dude at Oklahoma State was big, physical, unstoppable. Anyway. So that was one that I was like, ooh, yeah, I'm glad you didn't listen to me on that. But then there was plenty others that I like. My favorite is when you have coaches who will pound the table for somebody. We had a coach who was told to me they were pounding the table for Stephon Tuitt. I want Stephon Tuitt. I don't want this little D tackle out of Pitt.
Oh, jeez.
And we drafted. And then after you draft them, they're like, oh, I was telling everybody that Aaron Donald was going to be this good. Okay. All right. That's NFL coaches to a T, by the way. That's why everyone had the best draft ever, because they're
everybody
all like,
always has the best
nobody draft. Got who they wanted, but they spin it that they got everyone they wanted. I mean, we couldn't have asked for things to fall better for us. Okay. so ridiculous. Because, look, I understand the reality of that. You can't. Like, as a coach, you can't put your name on that and be like, I don't even want you, Aaron. I didn't think you were any good. Now, you would hope coaches would have that honesty and humility, but then what's that do? It fractures your relationship off the bat, and then you're like, okay, well, this is dumb. Then you lose your job. So, anyway, as a guy who lived in that world and constantly was trying to get over the hump and over the hump, you are – the last thing you need is anything to go wrong for a here we go again. Like, you won't accept it at the time, but when you look
absolutely
back from 30,000 feet, like – at the time, you're in the zone, right? Like, you're going to say all the right things. You're going to do the coach speak because you know if you allow yourself to go there mentally, you yourself, your play will suffer. So if this happens to you as a linebacker, you're saying you can't allow yourself to go to, man, damn, how are we? We don't even got our starting cats out here, bro. Like, this is like, we don't have a chance. This is going to suck. Your play is going to go down. And that's going to affect your contract status, your job status, all of the above, right? And you can, and again, you have to wrestle on that tension of, you have to understand that they're constantly trying to replace you. That's what drives you. I mean, if you would have told me that Alec Ogletree, Darren Lee, Mark Barron are all free agent linebackers right now, and that they had signed Malcolm Smith instead, I'm like, that tells me Malcolm Smith must have took way less than those other three were going to be willing to take. Right? Because the linebacker isn't a place that they're spending money in.
They're not putting money into it.
So, but you cannot have things like – so if the Browns are truly going to get over the hump this year, you needed camp to go smooth with no injuries, and you needed to start fast, like 2-0.
Yeah, and they play the
where
Ravens
there's a belief of like, see, I knew this was the year it was going to be different. Hell yeah, let's keep it going. And then you take that momentum and you push through. But now you're already giving yourself built-in excuses. You won't use them now because games aren't being played. But as soon as – something goes wrong in week one or two, it's like, well, we don't have, I mean, if we were only healthy, you know, we didn't have our starting corners, or the offense starts saying, well, if we had an offseason, we could have repped some of this stuff.
They're all built in.
Yes, and you can't have that. It's there at a subconscious level. I truly believe it. And so it's still, I mean, there's still a chance that, like, now it could be flipped. If you win, right? If you go 1-0, if you go 2-0, you could be like, man, look at us. Like, imagine if we had our cats and we're still went like, so there it can, but you're so fragile mentally and you don't even know it. That's the hard thing is that you need things to go a certain way for the overall psyche, because it's, and sometimes it's not even much as you, it's just how much you're going to hear from the outside too. Like, even if you don't think it's here we go again, you can scream and you can go to media and you can say, no, I swear, like, this year's different. We just had a few bumps in the road. This year's different. But the media are going to ask you the same questions as if it's the same old year, and the fans are going to scream it's the same old year, and the people on NFL Live are going to say it's the same old Browns. So although you know to your core it's not, like, Stefanski's different than last year and we're different, it's just we just need a little more time. Give us a little more time. People are sick of giving you time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's with today's, like,
because it's not his fault and it's not Andrew Berry's fault that it's been 20
years. No, it's not.
You know.
But and there are, like, the a fans lot of similarities. Don't have that patience. They don't.
No. They've had enough.
It's going to be the funny thing to say, here they are again. The Browns, here they are again. We'll hear all these analysts up there. Same old Browns.
Yeah.
Well, those guys know that it's different than that. It's deeper than that.
No, it's the most talented they've had since the 60s. It is. Now, some of it's already been hurt and lost for the year or lost for extended amount of time. But the thing that has to work is Baker's got to be good, and he hasn't been in camp. He hasn't been sharp. So that's a problem. Now, he's learning a new offense, but that's the real thing that's alarming. Now, if you want to look for positives, here's the positives. And I think you tell me what you think about this. Because my guess is that tackling is not happening anywhere in the league, right?
Yeah.
Because I think everyone's trying to avoid injury. So if tackling isn't being practiced, then isn't the surest way to a win to just run the damn ball?
Yes.
And if you're the Cleveland Browns and you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, wouldn't you just give it to them 50 times a game? And say, stop it. Because I think there's going to be missed tackles, man. I think there's going to be a lot of them. And I just run those two.
Yep.
And then build off the pass game from then. They're going to be heavy run anyway. You got two of the top five or six running backs in the league, man. Run them. So if you're a Browns fan, despite it not being sharp, despite the incredible rash of injuries on defense, you should have a really good run-blocking offensive line with Conklin and Wills, because that'll come first. And they're running the wide zone at a good clip right now. But if you've got those two backs, that might be enough to keep your head above water. Do you buy into that on the no tackling practice?
I
the sloppiness that could happen?
Yep. I think I honestly think that that's perfect. I think that when you have a ground game, it enables a few things. If you are successful with it, it limits the amount of throws. You can make easier throws, play action with Baker, which is what he does really well, and it helps your defense get rested, shortens the game, so allows for fewer mistakes. It's not the sexy new way to play football, you know, in 2020, right. But it's the most efficient for you to have success with a new system. So you have two running backs, especially early on. My whole thought process would be, hey, let's overuse these backs early, and then as the year goes on and we can kind of get the passing game more comfortable, you know, then we can kind of ease back on the run, get more balanced instead of heavy run, get more balanced, because you're going to need the passing game at some point in the season if you're a real team. But early on, just because of reps, you're not going to have it.
No, you're not. It's just not going to be there. Meantime,
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Joe Burrow, pretty sharp down in Cincinnati. And Cam Newton, now no question, the starting quarterback in New England, although Belichick's not going to announce that. We will get to those two stories coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
The offseason is a myth. Serving you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to feed your sports addiction. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64000 to get started for free. That's Warby to 64000.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Windows, siding, APCO. Absolutely. We don't rely on gimmicks to get customers. We rely on our reputation. APCO is a local, family-owned window and siding company established in 1962.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can trust APCO.
APCO.com.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, Crew, the NFL. If live games are cool, consider us Miles Davis. And if movie references from 25 years ago are cool, Anthony Rothman is your idol. Your radio home for all the games and eye-rolling promos. The Fan.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Hamiltown and Floors has been Columbus's premier flooring store since 1967. Everyone knows new floors have the biggest impact transforming a home, and Paneltown would like to help those experiencing challenges with 12 months same as cash. 12 months same as cash. Let the experienced staff at Paneltown help you with your home's transformation and turn your flooring dreams into reality. Paneltown delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Go where the pros go, Paneltown.com.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu. This is Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro.
As we face uncertainties over how this new school year will go, we know there are major challenges ahead. Approaches to reopening schools will vary, but the health and safety of students, school staff, and communities must always be the top priority. One thing is certain, whether teaching online or in person, Ohio's educators are dedicated to every student's success.
Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit windownation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two men complaining about first world problems.
You're not getting the point, kid.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan, and the deals are just rolling in at Germain Toyota of Columbus. Tell you, Rich and his staff are just the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service. They care about each and every one of you. Awesome deals right now if you want to trade in your car for a brand new Camry. 0% for 60 months, or if you want to lease a Corolla, you can get it for $169 a month. Obviously, you have to qualify for those offers. But listen, do what I did. Go to Germain Toyota. If you want to see them in person, they're at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard, just a little southeast of the city. Or if you want to see them online, if you're a digital kind of person, go to germaintoyota.net.
All right, today's buyer's input by the Airport Fan Poll, 971thefan.com. How many touchdowns will Joe Burrow throw this season with the Bengals? 13-15, 16-18, 19-21, 22-plus. It'd be hard to not imagine being 22-plus.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to think about that. They're going to be behind in a lot of games.
They're going to be behind? Sure.
So
he's going to start from jump street.
2-minute drill. Yeah, just throw it. You're throwing all the time trying to catch up in a lot of these games. So I would assume that he'll be at 22 plus. Now, it doesn't say 22, plus 22 in the touchdown to interception ratio.
Right.
But just pure touchdowns, 22 plus.
I think Baker has a record with 29.
Yeah.
And he didn't start right away. So there was, I think there's without question he could get to, approach, the high 20s or 30. I think that could be in jeopardy. The question will be the amount of interceptions he has. But more important than all of that, and really this is the same thing with Baker this year in Cleveland, it's if you're a Bengals or Browns fan, you just want it to look right. I mean, I don't need Baker to throw for 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. He just needs to look right. When people are open, he needs to hit it. You know, you can't underthrow. You can't do the things that we saw. You can't let balls sail when you throw to the left. Like, those things can't happen. And the same will be true with Burrow. Like, he's going to make mistakes. Peyton Manning threw a ton of interceptions as a rookie. They went 3-13, but it looked right. Mm-hmm. As the season went along, you started to see what he was all about. And then it became what he is. You know, with these rookies, you just need to look right. Statistically, they're going to make mistakes.
Yep.
It's just about the look of it. Anybody who's watched football knows what that means.
Yep. No question. And you want to see also what you see week one and what you're going to see week 16, 17. You want to see growth. You want to see, as long as the same decisions aren't still hurting you, you know. So, for instance, if you're going to be able to say, hey, you know, Joe was trying to run a four verts, you know, thing, and he threw this pick here because he didn't recognize it was cover two and the safety was here. Well, don't throw that same pick, you know, two times late in the season. You know, like, can he learn from his mistakes? Can he pick up protections, blitzes? You want to see him grow, and you want to see him say, you know what, he's not the player in week 12 that he was back in week 1 or week 16. And that's how you judge a rookie. Because early on, coming from experience, like the player that I was week 1 up in Seattle and the mistakes that I made on some of the plays, I wasn't making by week 5.
Right.
And then, you know, and that's just the reality is, like, you grow a certain point as a player to know, okay, so I remember they had a touchdown run on a weak lead. And so I'm stacked on the nose. It's a I back, and they're coming right through the B gap. I got to hit that guard, get on the outside shoulder of him, and then spill inside out to the fullback, to the Will linebacker. That's my job as the Mike in cover four. Well, our nose slips on the play. Guard comes straight up. I try to hat in hands. He grabs my shoulder. He's cut me off. Oh, we got a problem. We got a problem because the running back's downhill now. So the fullback, instead of looking at me, looks at the Will, hits him out. The Will boxes him, meaning outside arm free. What he's supposed to, I'm supposed to be the guy over the top. Now that guy has a full sprint on the safety who's coming from 12 yards, makes the safety miss. Boom, touchdown run. 30-yard touchdown run. Get to the sideline. Spagnuolo, what the hell happened? I got blocked. I got blocked, coach. What do you want me to say? I screwed up. My bad, guys. Going around deep. My bad. I got cut off. Guess what wasn't happening next time I saw that setup? I move over about 6-7 inches, move over a foot, boom, slam the guard. That ain't happening to me again. Told you guys, that ain't going to happen. Not in that coverage. You got to beat me on something else. That's how you have to grow. And if you just ignore it, say, oh, forget it, and you don't adjust to it, or you don't change your alignment the next time, or you don't learn from it, then you become a guy who's just like, oh, well, he didn't get it. He didn't get it.
Yep. And you'll know those things. Those little things will happen, and you'll know it with the quarterback. It's glaring. It's easy to see.
It's a real play. It pisses me off.
It still bugs you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for you. A healthy Cam Newton. You get a healthy Cam Newton all year for the Patriots. Who wins more games, the Patriots with Newton or the Bucs with Brady?
Who?
Now you got to think now. The NFC South is loaded.
I know.
That's the first thing that I thought of.
My gut right away says, oh, easy, Brady. And then I go, well, hold on. I think I play at New Orleans. Although they'll probably beat Carolina twice. And I'm not sure Atlanta's ever going to get their mojo back. They're depending on Todd Gurley to be healthy and all that. I'm still going to say Tom. And when I say Tom, I think it could be a 10-6 and Cam's like 9-7, 8-8. It could be that close. But New England also has an elite defense, but they have a lot of part of those elite defense sitting out. Like, Hightower sitting out is a big deal.
Yes.
Like, let's not forget all the players they have
Chung,
opting out.
Chung. They got 8 or 9 guys. They got a lot of guys in their group that are opting out. But their division is such, and I think what they're going to do going about their – I think they're just going to run it heavy. They need those two tight ends to come along, the two rookie tight ends they drafted, and there's a lot of talk that there is. I could see them getting to 10, 11 wins in that division. I mean, the only thing that I think is going to have any sort of pushback will be the Bills. And then it's just a matter of, can Josh Allen take a step? They won a lot of close ball games last year.
Yeah.
Can they take a step? That will be the key to that thing. But it's the division in the AFC East that allows for you to really give it thought. Because no one's going to argue that the Patriots have more talent than the Bucs. They don't. They definitely don't.
Right.
But it's just tough playing in the South. That's just a tough spot for Brady to go in.
It is. I don't know if Carolina, when you see all the projections, even with Teddy Two Gloves, that Carolina's going to be drafting in the top five, possibly number 2 overall pick, and you say to yourself, okay, that's not great. So I expect Tom to win that twice. Atlanta is such a wild card to me because with Matt Ryan, you see the potential there, Julio Jones, you see the potential, Todd Gurley, what percentage of 100% is he still there? Like, I love how he keeps saying, I guess I still got it, like Todd does. But at the end of the day, like, Todd, you're young. Like, you shouldn't be saying, like, there shouldn't be a doubt. Like the fact that you actually question whether you still got it in your mind.
Yeah.
Even if you're joking about it, it means that you've thought about it. And the NFL is questioning you about it. That's not, at 25, that's not what you want to be thinking. It should be like,
right,
I've never lost it. Just, you know, things right. happen in LA. And so I worry yep. about like, and again, everyone feels great now. But what happens the first time, you know, what happens when that, when you get to week 8, 9, 10, and it's the same pounding over and over and over and over and over and over, and you're playing on turf? I mean, the good thing for him is that he has two grass stadiums in his division, which is a huge win for him. Huge win.
Yeah. Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
It's not yep. all turf.
No, there's no
but
question.
Your home's turf.
Yeah. Home's turf. Yeah. And obviously every time New Orleans. So you got those things will go that way. Patrick Walker going to give us a perspective on all of this. NFL writer for CBS Sports. He joins us next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
One guy is fat.
The other is fatter.
And both are kind of stupid. Pretty much sums up the whole show.
Uh-huh.
Common Man and Tebow.
Oh. Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
My most important job is mom, and I also make a living at my dream job. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the fashion jewelry buyer at the Diamond Cellar. I get to scour the world for amazing pieces and bring them back to Columbus. I envision the woman who will fall in love with each piece, who she is and what she's celebrating. And when it happens, I'm thrilled. Ladies, you deserve something amazing. Find it at the Diamond Cellar. Proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herter is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default? End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herter at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0, that's 444-5290 today, or visit online at markherter.com.
Morning juice.
You know, some people are more greyhounds. Some people are more like French bulldogs. Schleich's more like a French bulldog.
I'd say I'm more like a red-nosed pit.
Morning juice.
Sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Thinking about new flooring in your home or business? GGC Flooring has you covered. The GGC Flooring family has a great selection, better pricing, and better service than the competition. We really don't need to say any more, but we'll keep going. Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl, they have it all. And they offer free in-home estimates and can even do next-day installs on some purchases. Check them out online at ggcflooring.com or come by the showroom just east of downtown. And when you think flooring, think GGC Flooring.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon, too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older. Subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10-3-2020.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy five or more participating sale items, and you'll save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
A linebacker
and a man of leisure.
This doesn't even make sense.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Well, Bishop James Laurinaitis with you here on a First Friday edition of the program. Let's head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Patrick Walker, NFL for CBS Sports, joins us. Patrick, let's just start. We're just getting the news here in the last couple of minutes or so, actually, in the break, that the Cleveland Browns are going to go with a pod system. About 20% capacity is what they are hoping for. We've had NFL teams say, hey, man, no fans. We're not having them. Many have said that. Jerry says, yeah, we're going to have fans in Dallas. What's interesting here to me, Patrick, and you know this from being around the league as long as you have, the NFL usually wants everybody on an equal and level playing field. So if some have fans, all have fans, or if some don't, all don't. It's typically the way I think this would go. Are you surprised that this is going on a team-by-team basis?
I am surprised it's going on a team-by-team basis. And the competitive disadvantage going into 2020 is something that I spoke on ad nauseum going into training camp. Now, from my aspect, you look at it from a COVID-19 standpoint in that you don't know if there's a chance a particular player, possibly a franchise, a cornerstone player, could contract COVID-19 at some point during the season, maybe December, during a strong final run for a team, maybe in January in the playoffs, and how that could impact a potential team. But if you span out from there and you look at the additional competitive disadvantages or the potential therein, you look at fans, okay? A lot of players, particularly NFL players, they feed off of the energy that comes from fans, and that's why there's a such thing as home field advantage. Now, when you look at a situation where the Cowboys, Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas stated that, the Cowboys can operate with upwards of 50% capacity. They haven't decided just yet if they're going to go full 50 or maybe 25, but then there are some teams such as the ones out in New Jersey. You got the Giants, you got the Jets, who are not going to have any fans. Look at what we're talking about here. In Cincinnati, look at what's going on out in California at SoFi Stadium, not going to have any fans to start the season. Jerry Jones is fine with it because it works in Jerry Jones' favor because of the jurisdiction that he's in. However, right. I can assure you that if Texas was one of those states, one of those jurisdictions that basically said no fans in any stadium, Jerry Jones would have a different take. So to me, basically, the bottom line is it's unfair to not have a mandate across the board that says if Team A can't have any fans in their stands, then neither can Teams B through Z.
Patrick, are you, I guess for me it's one of the least surprising things of this kind of restart for the NFL, but the amount of injuries going around. I know Cleveland is dealing with a ton of them, but this was to be expected, right, after not having off-season training. Like, you can only train so much with either your personal trainer at your gyms. And for a while, I think people forget in this country, a lot of everyone being shut down, even public gyms were shut down. You know, like you couldn't go into a Lifetime Fitness or an actual public. I remember one of my buddies who lives in California was trying to do like underground training for some NFL guys because California wasn't even open. But this is to be expected this year, right? We're going to see this throughout the season. Teams handling injuries, and I think depth will go a long way to see who's really successful this year in the National Football League.
You're absolutely correct. It's going to be about which team can stay healthy or healthiest going forward for the next several months. You look at, like I was alluding to, with the COVID-19, and, you know, obviously some players, it's inevitable. Some players are going to either contract it or come into contact with someone who has it. They're going to have to be quarantined, go on the COVID-19 list. But then you look at the fact that these teams have not had mini camp. They're going to have an abbreviated training camp as far as padded practices are concerned. They're not going to have any preseason games whatsoever. How did these guys train in situations where there were shelter in places throughout the country? Some guys, obviously you have, you know, guys who have the means. They're on the higher end of the pay scale in the NFL. They have the means to have these extravagant home gym setups and, you know, football fields and in their backyard. And but then you have some of these fringe guys and some of these, you know, bottom tier guys who are really just scrapping for a job. And maybe they train at Lifetime or LA Fitness and they could not get there because the gyms were closed. And then, you know, there was a situation where players were doing their best to try to get together for co-op workouts. And then the NFL in June said, hey, would you please stop that? Right. So these guys are really up against it as far as trying to be prepared going into training camp. And you look at a situation like Trey Waynes, for example, perfect example up in Minnesota. He was not going to train, and obviously his was contractual based, but nonetheless, it's still a similar situation in the player physically not being able to train, getting into training camp, and guess what? He tore his pectoral muscle. He's going to be out for several months, possibly the entire year. You're going to see a ton of these soft tissue injuries to start the season. Hopefully, as the weeks roll by, September, October, November, they start to reduce as guys start to kind of get their football bodies back. But what we're seeing now, as unfortunate as it is, it was easily predicted.
Patrick Walker, our guest NFL writer for CBS Sports. Patrick, what type of football do you think we're going to see?
I think it's going to be sloppy football in September. You know, going back to what we're talking about, no mini camp. You know, and you have situations where coaches are coming into new camps. Mike McCarthy, for example, Joe Judge, Matt Rhule. These are first-year guys who normally, under traditional circumstances, would have been able to start their off-season program on April 6th, 2 weeks prior to everyone else. So they're more so behind the eight ball than even, you know, long-standing head coaches. Players not being able to train effectively for lack of mini camp. Maybe they didn't have the ability to get to a gym. Maybe they don't have a home gym. So we have soft tissue injuries. And now coaches and teams are going to try to figure out, you know, who should they keep on the practice squad and are these players ready and so forth and so on. I just feel like September, the expectation for football in September, as exciting as it is that it's going to happen, fingers crossed, it's not going to be nearly as refined as a traditional September would be. No preseason games to hone your skills or even to assess some of these players that are coming in as undrafted guys, you know, drafted guys, even free agents that were signed, but they're now in a new system. Tons to figure out, not a lot of time to do it. I think September is going to be kind of a probationary period for refining football at an NFL level, and I think October is when really the rubber's going to start to meet the road.
Patrick, can you explain what's happened with Earl Thomas? I mean, everyone assumed right off the bat, I know the Cowboys have said, look, we're not going to sign him, but this has become, you have a guy that was with two really stable franchises in Seattle and Baltimore, and yet both decided to move on from him. Obviously, it ended ugly in Seattle, and then the stories of late meetings and all this. I just can't remember last time a, and I'm sure it's just me being just dumb or ignorant to certain situations, but gosh, Earl was that guy. He was a feared dude to play against. And then now he's at a spot where two, like I said, stable organizations have said bye. And you just wonder if it's going to take a team in a desperate need to bring him in to get him signed somewhere. Or do you think someone will take a chance on him regardless of the last two teams saying bye?
I think it's inevitable someone will take a chance on him. I mean, even though it's arguable that he took a step back and he's on the wrong side of 30, he's still a future Hall of Famer. He's still one of the best players at the position over the past decade. And we talked about injuries. There are going to be injuries at the safety position around the NFL over the next several weeks. So even if Earl Thomas isn't signed to a team here quickly, I don't expect that the entire season will pass him by. I think he'll land on a team. Now, as far as his stance or how teams view him right now. Obviously, it's not favorable. Ironically, he could have still been with Seattle had he chosen to play ball, so to speak, when it came to the contractual issues, but he completely mishandled that. If you're looking at it in the realm of, PR-wise, running into the Cowboys locker room, I mean, come on. Come on. But in the end, he was able to leverage the Cowboys' interest into a big money deal in Baltimore. But character issues are now here. And some of the things that are leaking out after the release from the Ravens, they're troubling. They're disturbing. And speaking with several sources close to the Cowboys, I'm told the reason it's not a unanimous decision to go forward on Earl Thomas, as it would have been, you know, even a year ago, and most certainly 2 years ago, when they were willing to offer a first-round pick to Seattle and then try to get him in free agency but wouldn't pay his salary to man that the Baltimore Ravens ended up meeting, is Mike McCarthy. I mean, that was Jason Garrett's locker room that Earl Thomas ran into. Mike McCarthy, however, has much more carte blanche as far as building this roster. You see it in the offseason moves, be it free agency and the draft. Those are moves, Dontari Poe and Alden Smith and, Everson Griffin. These are moves that the Cowboys don't make under Jason Griffin, under Jason Garrett. McCarthy has a ton of influence in this front office now. The Cowboys are not going to steamroll him, no matter how much Jerry Jones might want Earl Thomas. So is the interest still there from a Cowboys standpoint? It is. I'm told the door is open, but it's not wide open because McCarthy has a very real concern that Earl Thomas is going to come in and disrupt his locker room in year one. So unless Jerry Jones can convince McCarthy that Earl Thomas has changed his ways, character-wise, locker room.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Call 1-800-FURNACE. McCarthy's not going to sign off on it. And yes, Jerry Jones has the final say, but again, he's not going to steamroll his new head coach. So we'll see how it pans out.
Patrick, we always enjoy having you on. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time.
Always fun, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, that's Patrick Walker, NFL for CBS Sports. Thing or not a thing up next, Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Your home of the Buckeyes, Jackets, NFL, Major League Baseball, and pretty much everything you can shake a stick at.
What? It's a saying. The Fan.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation fee.
We are open and here to help. This is Mike Weens, president of Care Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, Care has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, Care can install super efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. Care can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. Care has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Buckeye Show.
You ever in the car with someone that has no idea what's going on in a traffic circle?
You got to coach them through it, Timmy.
It's like I shouldn't have to. This is driving.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience experience matters, especially in the window industry. And Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary and get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
Windows, siding, APCO. Absolutely. We don't rely on gimmicks to get customers. We rely on our reputation. APCO is a local, family-owned window and siding company established in 1962.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can trust APCO.
APCO.com.
While other funeral homes claim to be the least expensive, that's simply not true. I'm Bob Spears, and at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, we provide you with a dignified service at a guaranteed low price. We are locally owned, and my brother Steve and I are proud to be part of four generations of family serving Central Ohio for 90 years. Contact us at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, where you can expect compassion and affordability. Call 614-274-5092 or go to jerryspearsfuneralhome.com.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe, contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Find us on the Twitter machine at 971TheFan and vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
There's no wrong answers, but plenty of dumb ones. A show that knows its limitations.
Still learn to control that.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Chops is here as well. Time for a little thing or not a thing. Go, Chopper.
Bishop and Laurinaitis. Thing or not a thing.
First Friday Miracle Edition. Quarterback Josh Rosen spoke about his current goals. Quote, maybe my mindset will change at some point in the future, but I'm not really focused as much on winning a job as I am on just getting better. Thing or not a thing?
Boy, it's one of those circumstances. We've seen this with some other guys, too. I worry about this with Haskins, but it appears he's getting a pretty fair shake in Washington, where you're drafted in just the wrong time and the wrong circumstance. And I don't know if this kid could have been different in other places. I think this mindset's actually probably pretty good. Like, he's probably shouldn't try to. He's not in the business of winning a job right now. They drafted Tua. Use the time, get better, do the best you can. But you wonder if he'll ever get a shot, you know, again. Probably not, right?
Because the hard thing is
Sean Kizer, too.
The NFL is such a forward-looking league that teams are not just budgeting or planning for or scouting Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. They're looking, or Trey Lance, we have to mention his name with them, too. But
that's right.
They're looking at the next wave. And now no GM is going to plan to be like, well, we might be in the quarterback market. But they can say, like, if you're the New Orleans Saints right now and you're saying to yourself, all right, it might not be this year, but what about next year? Is there a guy in case, you know, we have that 1 year hiccup where, you know, in between Drew and whether it's Jameis or whether it's what's his name? Who's the wonder from BYU? What's his name again?
Taysom
Hill.
Taysom Hill. Him. Whatever they are, like, teams are thinking down the road. This scenario, who's available. And the hard thing is that you're going to be like, what's Josh Rosen done in the league? You know, he gave up on 1 year. So whether it was right, wrong, indifferent, the fact that the first team that had him decided to give him up after a year is going to follow him, and it stinks for him.
Giants coach Joe Judge, just full of great ideas, says he's considering taking quarterback Daniel Jones's red practice jersey away so he can feel a hit before week one.
So stupid.
Quote, with quarterbacks, you want to be calculated with how you bang them around. At some point, we'll pop his pads a little bit in a controlled environment. Thing or not a thing?
It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm starting to believe he's in over his head.
Might be a moron.
I'm starting to believe this. Like,
yeah.
I told you how collegey it was to, you know, with the whole, you know, names on jerseys thing and all that. And,
yeah.
I know Mark Schlereth called him a tool bag for it and all that. And look, yeah. Because that's how pros, that's how grown men view it. Like, when you're in a locker room with, like, treat me like a man, bro. Like, I'm 28 years old. I'm 29. I'm not some 21-year-old, 18-year-old kid who you're trying to turn into a man. I got two kids at home, you know. Treat me as such. Especially when you're a young coach. Like, anyway. I've never had a coach at any level say, let's bang the quarterback around. So what, are you trying to reinvent the wheel? Oh, well, Daniel Jones had a good year this year because, you know, we taught him how to take a sack. Get out of here. He ain't Cam Newton where he needs to take hits.
No,
like if Bill was like, hey, we're going to go live with Cam, not live, or just thud with Cam because, you know, we do some running stuff and we're going to take advantage of his legs and quarterback powers and we want him to kind of feel that just for a period. You'd be like, it's risky, but okay, this is Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Stand there and have a guy go, hey, you know what, Dan, stand here. We're going to put a pad behind you. We're going to let three safeties come and just tee off on you. You got to get used to getting sacked. How about this, Dan? Get the ball out of your hands so you don't get sacked.
Right.
Yeah, why don't you practice crazy on protections and hot reads?
I've never heard of it.
I may have another fun Joe Judge one from his camp tomorrow. Full day tease. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year for the 2019-2020 season. Thing or not a thing?
So I normally would say not a thing, so I don't pay attention to this stuff much, but he's the fifth player all time to have both an MVP and a Defensive Player of the Year, and it's a pretty impressive list. So in that sense, it's quite the accomplishment, especially for someone of his age who's still so very young.
Yeah, I think this is something that I would have absolutely no credibility to speak on. I'll just trust the voters, you know. Only thing I get from this is Giannis is a pretty well-rounded basketball player.
He is that. Yes, he is that.
Two more. They're kind of related. After opting out of the season earlier this month, Vanderbilt linebacker Demetri Moore has changed his mind and has opted back in. Thing or not a thing?
Thing. Good for him. They should have all the freedom in the world to do that. If you're a college athlete right now with everything that's going on, you should have all of the freedom to make whatever decisions you want with your career.
Yes.
All the freedom.
Totally agree.
If your school's not playing, then you ought to be let free to go play somebody else if they're going to play.
Yep. I totally agree.
I know that
agree.
Stinks for us, but let them play.
Yeah. Hey, if there's no scholarship limits, you know, if there's not scholarship limits, buddy, then how about this? Why not just go down? You know, Alabama should be saying, hey, guys, everyone come here. They can't. Yeah. There's no cap on scholarships. You won't even. You can play this year or not play. Like, Garrett Wilson, come down here. We'll get you in the rotation. We'll play you. And guess what? It won't even count as a year towards your eligibility lost. You'll still be a sophomore next year, according to the NCAA. So come on down. We'll get some reps for you. Live reps. Heck, you'll get 2 years on film. Let's do it. That's what I'd be doing.
And last one, Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley detailed one of the difficulties of practicing right now. Quote, we lose all but one person at a position group, a major position group on the field, and we have to practice that day with a position where we had multiple players on the field at one time.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
We had one player there. Thing or not a thing?
It's a big thing, and I want to get into it at a little greater length coming up at the top of the hour because there's a lot to it, and I think it plays into kind of everything that's happened, the news out of the Big Ten and the presidents and the view of all of it. But this will be something that's going to be tough to get around as we get into this thing. So we'll get into all of that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Happy birthday to us. Proud to be your Heritage Sports Talker for 25 years. And we couldn't do it without you. Now let's hug. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. 1 in 3 men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda CR-V today for $229 a month for 36 months with $3,099 due at lease signing. CR-V, the best-selling crossover utility vehicle over the past decade for just $229 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O'Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Center.
Good morning, I'm Matt Andrews. The Cleveland Indians rallied with 2 runs to the 6th to make a winner of Shane Bieber last night. Francisco Lindor socked the 2-run home run, giving the Tribe and Bieber a lead and ultimately helped sending them onto a 4-2 win over Minnesota. Bieber struck out 10 to move to 6-0. The Indians are 18-12 on the year, home of the Twins tonight. The Reds losers again in Milwaukee, 3-2 to the Brewers. 4 hits for Cincinnati. Joey Votto, David Bell both ejected. Votto tossed after 0-for-4. 4 Ks, 3 of them looking. Luis Castillo is 0-4 for the Reds. He gave up just 1 earned run. The Reds 11-17 in Milwaukee again tonight. Hockey, Tampa Bay even the series with Boston at 1 with a 4-3 overtime win last night. Vancouver 2-tied their series with Vegas at 1, winning 5-2. And in the NBA last night, Denver stays alive 117-107 over Utah. Jazz up 3-2. Clippers smash Dallas 154-111. LA up 3-2.
Simultaneously passing the eye test, the smell test, and the ear test.
Huge win.
That's a big win.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, I want to clear something up here on the in terms of the Browns letter they sent to season ticket or to ticket holders with this pod system, and we talked about that before on the show. But that's if it's approved by the governor to do so, which they do not have that approval right now. So it's if they're allowed. Now that being said, the governor has allowed for fans at high school stadiums up to 1,500 at high school stadiums where. The proximity there, I would think 1,500 would be at more than 20% at most high school football stadiums that aren't located in Stark County, would it not?
Yeah.
I mean, save for like Massillon and McKinley, like aren't most of them around 5,000? I mean, there aren't huge stadiums. This isn't Texas.
Right.
So there's plenty of big ones, plenty of nice ones. But in terms of if you're going to have 1,500 people at a high school stadium, then wouldn't 20,000 at a Browns stadium or Bengals stadium make sense?
I think it's all different because I know when the ticket policy for the Dublin schools is basically they're labeling it parents and like very close friends. It's gray as everything.
Boy, no kidding. Very close friends is pretty gray.
But like I know, like even you know, there's certain issues where, like, if you're a person that's not dressing, you know, like, you don't have any pressure to go to a game. You know, if you don't, if you're not comfortable standing around with everybody and, like, you're not going to be actively dressing, you don't have to show up. High school football looks way different. I'll get into it more in my three things, but just, you know, I was able to be up at a practice yesterday and kind of stand far away from everybody and observe, and I have no idea how these high school coaches are getting through a season, to be honest with you. No idea. No idea how they're even the teaching, all that, like, they are, high school coaches are already under it, you know, as far as, like, resources and all that.
Sure.
And, like, I had the assumption that, okay, like, you're allowed to play, just wear masks when you're not, you know, on the field. No. No, it's way more restrictive than that.
Well, I think what'll end up happening
is, and by the way, waivers on waivers.
Sure.
For high school
I think what'll end up happening is that you will blow through the restrictions. And inevitably, there's going to come a point in practice. I mean, I see this coaching 6- and 8-year-olds. There comes, like, you're not supposed to, you know, touch them and put them in. Well, how do you show a kid where to stand at middle linebacker by not putting him there?
Right. Good luck.
How do you show a kid how to block without physically moving a 6-year-old? I mean, this is it. I mean, I dealt with it in baseball all summer. Like, you got to show a kid how to swing a bat. Yeah. And sometimes physically you have to show them what it means to swing a bat. So I realize it's rudimentary because it's little kids, but I do think that your point is valid, that there's no way to do it and for the restrictions to make any sense. It's going to be very, very difficult. So this is interesting. We've talked about this. We knew that the Browns had a plan. I'm sure the Bengals have a plan too. I know the Bengals punted on their first two games already, that they punted on fans at their first two games. But the Browns with this plan and hoping to be able to get some people down there. But the restrictions are pretty wild when it comes to, you know, basically the same type of people. You're going to be sitting around the whole time. You have to wear a mask. You have to stay in your seat. All of those things. And the city of Cleveland's already said no dice on tailgating. So I guess you would park. You'd walk to. And how the heck are you going to police that?
Right. Do we even have the resources?
I don't know.
Like, are there enough policemen to try to contain that?
Well, I mean,
that,
like, Columbus could do that, but I don't know that. Like, I don't know that Cleveland would have enough to pull that off, to police every parking lot in downtown.
Yeah.
How are you gonna do that? You gonna arrest everybody? I mean, it's not great. So the other thing that I want to get to was the thing or not a thing that was a really big thing. And this comment from Lincoln Riley, and we'll get to the Ohio State and some of the measures in terms of this some of this news coming out about the presidents. But Lincoln Riley detailing one of the difficulties of practicing, when he says, quote, "We lose all but one person position group, a major position group on the field. And we have to practice that day with a position group where we had multiple players on the field at one time, and we had one player there." So it's probably not quarterback, but the worst would be like offensive line.
Yeah.
Like if you lost the entire offensive line, you had a center. I can't figure it other than this. You either have to play with people who have tested positive and acknowledge that it's not going to do much damage, likely, from what we know now, to a 21-year-old, and just play through it. Like, for example, like anybody who's asymptomatic, play.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have a fever showing symptoms, play. Treat you almost, if you're going to do this, you almost have to treat it like, you have to treat it like the common flu. Because guys play through that all the time. I don't see any way that you can half measure it. I don't, buddy. I don't understand how you're going to do it. Some
I don't
kid
either.
Who's asymptomatic, a 2-week quarantine.
Yeah, I think that's, and plus the World Health Organization has said twice now that they're seeing very rare cases of asymptomatic spread. They said it, they pulled back on it, and then they reset it. So if that's the case, then you say to yourself exactly what you just said. Yeah, play. Then play. If it's very rare, and I understand the hesitant, like, but the thing is there enough data
it.
that is the case? Is there enough data?
Probably not.
If that is the case, then you play. If that isn't the case, like if there is spread, even though you're asymptomatic, then that's where obviously a 2-week quarantine is necessary because you don't know how that player across from you's body is going to react from it if you can spread. But if you're asymptomatic and can't spread, then I don't think there's much of a... So I think that there's so much unknown. And you see how much that we've depended on the medical community. I mean, we're used to having answers about pretty much everything. You know, yeah. And now this is something where people are going back and forth, and we don't like it. And it's like, well, you know, there's not an answer for everything. This is something that blindsided us. So, who knows?
This from NC State. Their opening game at Virginia Tech, scheduled for September 12th, has been moved. They're going to play September 26th. Pete Thamel reporting this. The decision comes in the wake of NC State athletics taking a pause because of 22 new positive COVID cases in the athletic department. The following tweet says, "Week, Ohio high school football starts Friday." Well, here's the deal. Obviously, Ohio high school football is not testing players.
Right.
There will be COVID positive kids who are playing in the state of Ohio.
That is an absolute fact. That is an absolute fact that there will be some asymptomatic kids playing and competing in sports across our state that have no idea that they are even infected. And nobody else does.
Nobody else does either.
And that's now, whether that makes you terrified or whether that makes you think it's okay is an individual personal decision. But we don't know enough from the scientific community. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The hard thing with all this is that these decisions go way deeper, right? It's like people that don't trust. I used to get into arguments all the time with people in St. Louis because I'd be like, Monsanto, who makes Roundup, I'm like, yeah. And GMO food. Like, we now know what Roundup does to the human body when exposed to it over and over and over and over. It causes cancer. But so why are we putting GMO, these Roundup resistant foods? You think altering genetics is going to be good for us long term by eating something that's not natural? Anyway, so you get to these debates, and then you have some people be like, well, what if Monsanto, with all their technology, can cure world hunger? I'm like, okay, well then why don't some African countries who are starving accept American crops? It's because they're genetically modified food and they don't even want them. So starving countries are like, no, we don't want that. We don't want your chemicals. Like, keep it. We'd rather figure it out on our own. Like, my point in all this is, when you follow if you follow the money and all this stuff, it's going to leave some people, or most people, Bo, to not trust something, right? Like,
yeah.
When you have the head of the American Heart Association, who's also on the board of Monsanto, and for GMO food, like, you're like, well, how's that line up, right? Like, how's that make sense? What's the money trail there? And then somebody's in political office and they're all connected somehow. Or the fact that China, this is a big issue right now. China is the number one donor to the World Health Organization. So automatically you have a percentage of the population that says, so where are their loyalties with? And you're like, I don't know. All I know is that if you tested every high school kid that's going to perform to bring it back to sports, if you're going to test every single kid, you would have positive tests.
Of course.
And so...
They're not testing any of them, though.
They're not testing a soul. And when you're there, like when you pull into a high school parking lot and you see all the kids are getting dropped off or are driving up because everyone's virtual at home, my first thought was, all these kids are wearing masks till their competition, then they take them off, whether it's football, whether it's cheerleading, whether it's cross-country, running in packs together, breathing heavily together. Sure, wear your mask up to here. Then once we start running, take it off and run together. And the next thing you know, we're in a group of 10 and we're all breathing and panting. And as you breathe, as you're running and sweat and those air vapors, when it's 90% humidity out like a day like yesterday and it's in the air and you're running behind that person, you're breathing that in. But we can't go and sit in class with masks together. It's so much confusion on like what is even right, like what makes sense.
Right.
How do you have like 50 people on a team do this and then 50 over here and then 20 over here playing soccer and bumping it? But you can't sit spaced apart with masks on in a high school in person. There's a lot of questions. And you're right. I think that's something that's very important is that there are absolutely going to be people. Bo, there are probably people there yesterday that were asymptomatic or had been exposed to somebody who had it. And they have no idea. To be honest, I'm absolutely shocked. I told Shell, like, if we weren't exposed to it at my sister's wedding up in Minnesota, around all those people and relatives that came up there from Florida and flew in and drove in and all that stuff, like everyone hugging, almost no masks by the end of the night, I'm like, there had to be somebody there. If you look at the numbers, there had to be somebody there.
Right.
Or we're just the luckiest wedding party in the world. And I don't know the right way to go forward with it because there's fear and I do care about people who will get sick and ultimately expire because of it. I think you can do both. You can care and be reasonable, but also know that you're not going to be able to protect everybody in this. Like, there are certain things that you can't control. And I think we're figuring out that we can try to control to a certain extent the spread of this thing, but you're ultimately not going to be able to get it away. You can't control college kids' behavior. Can't legislate that.
Yeah. No, and I get so sick of these university presidents who put out these harshly worded notes about how kids, shame on you for partying and acting like college kids. What did you think they were going to do? And by the way, you send the notes after you cash their checks for tuition and room and board. Then you put out the notes. Now you start punishing them, suspending them on campus.
Right.
It's awful. It's an awful, awful look. But honestly, they're doing
the
it because
leave,
if they don't have it,
the
they go
leave social distancing marks on the oval.
No, I didn't.
They spray painted Buckeye leaves for where kids can sit on the oval if you're going to picnic 6 feet apart.
Yeah, that one. And then they like suspending kids for this. Mm-hmm. Like you cash their checks, man.
For being a college kid?
Yeah, you cash their checks.
And what's it's mind-blowing because, like, look, how are you going to tell a kid how they're going to behave? Like, it's, I don't know.
Every time you get to some point where you...
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
An answer, there's six more questions that come from.
There is.
That's the problem.
Because I understand people's really wanting to be able to choose, and I also understand people wanting to be safe. What's the happy medium? Yeah. And you're never going to please everybody. And we all just want it to be over.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's it. That's it. I mean, just want it over. Wild times. The Big Ten may want it over. I'm sorry, Ohio State may want it over with the Big Ten. And it's not the first time that this has been the case. Is it even realistic? We'll get into that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Buckeyes, Jackets, Crew, and Panama Ted yelling about something being too hot. I don't understand it either. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual Summer Sticker Sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's Summer Sticker Sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Thinking about new flooring in your home or business? GGC Flooring has you covered. The GGC Flooring family has a great selection, better pricing, and better service than the competition. We really don't need to say any more, but we'll keep going. Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl, they have it all. And they offer free in-home estimates and can even do next-day installs on some purchases. Check them out online at ggcflooring.com or come by the showroom just east of downtown. And when you think flooring, think GGC Flooring.
One word to describe Anthony Rothman? Dogs. No, golf. It's probably dogs. One word to describe Matty Ice? LeBron. Maybe hot sauce. LeBron covered in hot sauce.
Thanks, sugar.
Matty's pants just exploded. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. You've got to check out Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration going on August 27th through the 29th at their location in Canal Winchester. Tons of great deals on Kinetico products. Plus, you can enter to win a Kinetico leak detection system, a Blue Jackets prize package, free water testing to see if your water's got the funk in it, and a whole lot more. You can also win prizes by going to 971thefan.com. It's the Kinetico 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. Find out more at kineticocolumbus.com.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-362-2000, 362-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Give me a call for an all-cash offer at 614-362-2000. 614-362-2000.
Rollout refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. And gentlemen, if you are over 30 years old and you are listening right now, guess what? Your testosterone is decreasing by 1% each and every year. What are the symptoms? Well, lack of motivation, maybe a decrease in libido, irritability increasing. Those aren't fun. Do something about it. Go see my friends at Affinity Whole Health and get your free doctor consult. Get your blood drawn and see where your levels are at, not just for testosterone, but multiple health markers, and see if they can help you with some, you know, vitamins, minerals, other supplements, or testosterone injections sent right to your front door. Go check them out online, feelgreatcolumbus.com, and tell them I say hello.
So we talked off the top of the show about the presidents and the disconnect that they had with Kevin Warren, and Warren's, you know, seemed to be reported, according to Sports Illustrated, from the Michigan site, there seemed to be a pretty big disconnect in terms of what they did versus what the response has been, very clearly. You said something that was interesting, though, when you were talking about your buddy that was going around to all the Big Ten stadiums. You said there were two up here, Penn State and Ohio State, that felt like SEC places. And I would add Nebraska as well, but they haven't won. So it's a little bit different there. But I'm wondering, as we sit here and watch what's happened the last 2 weeks, does this conference have our best interests? And can we go at it without the rest of them? I don't think you would. You need the Big Ten for schedules and for everything else and the television money and all of that. But certainly, Ohio State would be an enormous fish out on the market. It would be one that the Big 12 would certainly have interest in. It's hard to imagine any scenario where you wouldn't be playing in the same league as Michigan. You feel like the two of you would have to go together if you're going to do something like that. But as I say that, people in Kansas and Missouri would say the same thing about that basketball rivalry between Missouri and Kansas.
Right.
And in Texas, they might say the same thing about Texas and Texas A&M, a game that's not played anymore. So if you're going to – because there's all this talk about, all right,
Nebraska,
let's go without
said
them.
It about multiple.
Oh, my God. Oklahoma, Colorado, those were their rivals.
Yes.
That's one of the big problems. Oklahoma – I'm sorry, Nebraska is a man without a country. I can understand how they would be like, you know what? This hasn't worked.
Right.
Let's go
Forget
back
this.
To where
Let's
we
go
were.
Back.
I get it.
Yep. Yep. So I don't think we would. I was thinking about this during the break. And when you look around the country, I think there's legitimately one conference that has 90% of their teams that legitimately think that their goals should be a national championship or a college football playoff appearance, and that's the SEC. Basically every school in there believes they should be there except Vanderbilt. Like even Arkansas, with how bad they are, they believe that they should be there. And they're scratching their heads thinking, what the heck? I'll take it back. I don't think Missouri is there. I don't think Missouri's there. So I think Missouri and I watched it. The fan base of Missouri has a very skewed perception of, like, I remember when they joined the SEC, they're like, or when they are joining the, like, or almost flirting with the Big Ten, you would have thought they were like ready to bring their football prowess. And now look, when I was in school, they jumped up with Chase Daniel, right, and Denario Alexander, and some of the guys that they had, Jeremy Macklin. They had some dudes. They had a good team. Sean Weatherspoon was at linebacker.
Oh yeah. They actually came in pretty strong into the SEC. They won the West several or the East rather of the first years.
So I was shocked by that, but you would have thought that they were like perennial Big 12 champs with the way they talked about their team.
Sure.
And I was like, hold on, that thing's been dominated by OU Texas for. But anyway, my point in all that is that I think there's two schools that are kind of like that's our expectation. Or two schools that don't have that expectation, excuse me. Because when I thought around the ACC, I thought, okay, Florida State, Miami, those schools have that. They're thinking, what the heck happened? I don't know where North Carolina is as a football fan base, but there's no way like Wake Forest and North Carolina State are like, yeah, gosh, what's going wrong here? We need to be national title contenders. So from that respect, I think what's concerning about the Big Ten is that it's gone from maybe four or five teams that think that way or have those expectations, and it's gone down to really three, four, you know, like in our whole conference of 14 teams that really think, and I would rank them Ohio State, Penn State.
You'd Nebraska, have to put Michigan.
Nebraska?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I think it means more at Nebraska for sure.
Yes.
But I think that Michigan would also be still be a program that would aspire.
They're definitely
to
in
that.
There. I was just trying to decide whether three or four.
Right. So to your point, and so play that game with me. I think the same four. As you were talking, I was writing down the four. And it's Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Nebraska. Those are the four that it matters. And unfortunately for Nebraska, I just don't see a roadmap back to that level. But those are the four that it matters more. Those are the four that want to win national championships. Those are the four, the facilities will always be there. The money will always be there for those four programs. In the ACC, I think there's Clemson, Florida State, Miami, and North Carolina. And North Carolina is kind of iffy. I don't think they expect to win national championships. But Clemson, FSU, and Miami do. And North Carolina kind of has, I don't know, there's kind of a combination of like their location and that there's really no reason they're not better. They don't have any expectation to win a national championship, so probably just Clemson, FSU, and Miami. At those schools, that's the expectation. In the Big 12, it's only Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
There's nobody else in the Big 12.
Yeah.
In the Pac-12, it's only USC.
Yep.
Maybe Oregon. Slightly.
In the
SEC, there's 10.
Yes.
That think they're entitled to that.
Yes.
Hell, Arkansas thinks they're entitled to it.
Right.
They're delusional, but they think they're entitled to it.
Right. Like, but Indiana doesn't think they're entitled to a national championship.
No, that's like when Doug said that last week with us.
They're hoping
said,
for a bowl game.
What's the difference
right.
for them?
Right.
They're not trying to win it. Yeah, you know, honestly, even Wisconsin's not trying to win a national title.
Right.
They don't have delusions of grandeur.
No.
They're trying to win the Big Ten West. Get to the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
So that when you think about how many schools actually have that lineup, I
PJ's
bet it's less
trying,
than 20.
But he doesn't have the fan base. That's the difference there. PJ's trying to institute a culture where Big Ten titles are normal there, and then because of that, national championship appearances are normal there at Minnesota. But I think the fan base kind of just laughs.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll ever have the funding to really pull that off.
No.
And I don't know, he's not going to have the you know proximity to talent to really pull that off.
No.
To me,
no.
The ceiling for Minnesota is what Wisconsin is,
yes.
Which is really a high, high ceiling.
Yes.
So it's this is an interesting one because you say how many people think like us. It's less than 20 schools in the country probably that do. And there's probably another 20 that feel this way about men's college basketball.
Yeah.
But when you have presidents saying that they misjudged the backlash, I just think, what is your disconnect with the university you represent?
Right. Right.
Significant, I think, is what we're learning here in this mess that the Big Ten has made.
Why do you think the Ohio State Alumni Association is so damn proud? Do you think that we're just meeting up and celebrating advances in business and all that? No, it's the common theme is that the pride in the football program that has been so steady and such a beacon of hope and success for your university. And oh, by the way, we can reminisce around those events, right? Big Ten championships, games in Arizona, get people together. We can reminisce about our school experience. I'm guessing it's not talking about, oh man, remember when I hit that 98 grade in that final? Oh my goodness. I was pumped about that final. Remember that test? No.
Right.
It's about a party you went to after a big win or a game or a campus experience or lifelong friendships you've made of it, and you celebrate around the football game.
Yep.
You're not celebrating like the reunions. They're cute, but they don't match up to the absolute like reunion that is an alumni base coming around big game on campus, big game on the road, bowl game, Rose Bowl, wherever. People go to those. And they're proud to be Buckeyes because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question.
You're not screaming OHIO if you're just an academic school. You're not.
No,
I don't hear people walking around, it's just it's terrible awareness of what the pride is there for the school. Like, yes, there's a lot of things Ohio State does extremely well when it comes to
academics. You know what though, buddy? Like, it's a lack of awareness for us too about how the rest of the Big Ten conference, the schools in this league view football.
Yep.
Because we think we're, and this is why like a Feinbaum show would never work up here.
Because we're not,
because we don't care what's going on.
We don't have the passion
in Purdue.
That's why
we don't care what's going on. We're worried about us.
Yes.
He can do that show out of the South for 25 years because people in Alabama care what's going on at Arkansas.
Yes. And they don't care.
That's the difference. And they all
don't care about them and they don't care about us.
Correct.
So it's not like when we beat a Northwestern, it's not like the Northwestern fan base is so diehard. They're like, well, you know what? I hope Ohio State goes out and no. It's like
correct.
It's almost like the rest of the Big Ten is like watching. It's like watching hockey. Once their Wildcats are out of it, they're like, you know what? I have no interest in the rest of the Big Ten. What's happening?
Yep.
Where
and that's the disconnect
SEC,
goes
like,
both
yes.
ways.
Yes.
And in that league, it doesn't. There's far more aligned
because of our passion for
Ohio
State.
Everybody but Vanderbilt is aligned in that thinking. In the SEC.
We have a skewed perception of how much football matters to other universities outside of ours because of how much it does matter here. And it's not
that's
the same everywhere. And I can tell you that firsthand from calling games there.
And that's 4 of 14. So if it's Ohio State, it's Michigan and Penn State, Nebraska.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE. And the other 10, and you might be able to throw Iowa in there. I don't know. I've never been to a home game at Iowa. So maybe that's
I'd throw Iowa in there.
Okay, maybe they might care that much at Iowa. That could be. But you see the deal here, guys? The disconnect goes both ways. And you ask yourself, do we fit with the rest of these people, other than being big state universities up north? I don't know. I think maybe it's led to where we are. How we got to where we are. Dan Lobby going to join us next. Browns reporter, Cleveland.com. A mess in Berea from an injury report standpoint. What will Andrew Berry in the Browns front office do? We'll ask him coming up next. Bishop and Lauren Anderson right here on The Fan.
Mornings have never sounded better. Brandon Beam, Bobby Carpenter, and Anthony Schlegel host Morning Juice.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink.
That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herter is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under the United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default? End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herter at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0, that's 444-5290 today, or visit online at markherter.com.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Maybe you're at the point in your life where you've had enough conversation about the Buckeyes.
If so, you're really going to hate this show.
The 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Wednesday night at 8.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The Fan.
I'm Letha from Bake Me Happy,
and Columbus is open.
I'm Matt Fish from Melt Bar and Grill, and Cleveland is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
I'm Susan from Premier Manufacturing, and Chicago is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
I'm Joe Bolden from Walter's Barbecue, and Pittsburgh is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Now at Panera Bread, get a You Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a You Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera. Food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP
MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. Lease from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. $39.60 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Top shelf conversation from top shelf gentlemen.
That's a pretty emphatic situation.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head on to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Dan Lobby joining us, Browns reporter, Cleveland.com. Dan, thanks for taking the time. So this has been a rough 24, 36 hours up there. When you think about the false positives on Sunday that impacted not only Kevin Stefanski not being at that practice, but a special teams coordinator, Mike Prefer not at that camp, at that practice, nor was Callahan at that practice as well. So you have that happen, and then you have the incredible injury to Grant Delpit coming off the injury to Mac Wilson, and you say to yourself, what's left? And then yesterday, a practice where nobody is sharp offensively, especially. This has been rough. Put it into perspective for us.
I mean, you really kind of nailed it there. It's been a very challenging week, especially when you do go back to that Sunday and they've got to deal with their first bit of real adversity amid all this COVID stuff where they lose. Now, you got to think behind Kevin Stefanski, it's Bill Callahan and then Mike Prefer, guys who have, you know, Callahan has been a head coach. Prefer actually coached a game in Minnesota at one point. These are probably the guys you would turn to. They're out. That's sort of a wake-up call to what could happen, you know, potentially during the game week. We're less than 3 weeks away from that. But really, the injury to Delpit is the biggest blow, because even though he wasn't necessarily working with those first-team safeties, he was going to get in there eventually, and he was going to be a guy that they really relied on to play all over the place. He was going to play some nickel. He was going to play in some dime packages. His versatility was really key to the back end of that secondary. So that's really the thing that hurts you from this week.
Dan, are you more concerned with the injuries and the depth in that secondary, or are you more concerned with the fact that, from all indications, Baker is not looking sharp and he's spraying the ball over the field? What is more alarming to you as we're, you know, getting closer to the season starting?
Right now, I'll say the injuries. You know, talk to me in 2 weeks, and that might change. I still think we can get away with saying it's a little bit early in camp, and they're still kind of working through some install stuff, and they haven't really started to practice hard. I think we're going to see some more competitive stuff coming in the next week or so, especially as we start to head over to the stadium and create some scrimmage-like atmosphere. I think the injuries right now are the thing that concern me the most, but I certainly have a pin in the fact that Baker Mayfield has not looked very good. This offense has not looked very good, and they're going to have to get it going very quickly. If we're still talking about this a week from now or a week and a half from now, then it's maybe time to start sounding some alarms about the offense.
Yeah, and the one good thing that they have going for them is as they get going here is they have, I think, two of the top five or six running backs in the league. And the one thing that they are doing well in practice is they are getting that wide zone going, and we've seen Nick Chubb break big moves, and Kareem Hunt's been one of the most impressive players in all of camp now that Chubb is back. And Hunt's been great, as I mentioned, all the way through camp. So you can lean on that ground game early and often, but they do need to be sharp in the play-action game. And aside from the connection – now, Beckham's been incredible, but aside from the connections to Austin Hooper, you just don't see that consistency out of the quarterback play that you'd want.
Right. It's really been pretty much Odell Beckham and then the tight ends. Harrison Bryant has been really good as well. We've seen that connection start to develop, but everything else has just been off. Now, Jarvis Landry has been in and out of practice. I would imagine if he were out there every day, it would be a little bit different, because him and Baker do have a really good connection that's been built over the last couple of years. But we haven't seen a ton necessarily from a guy like Rashard Higgins, who Alex Van Pelt had high praise for. The other day, it's actually kind of surprised a few of us, because we haven't seen a bunch of catches from him. Now, he had one yesterday that was nice against the second team defense, but there just isn't any consistency in that passing game. Like you said, the thing they can do when they go to Baltimore on September 13th is, if they have to, they can turn the ball off a bunch of times. But you certainly can't do that for 17 weeks.
Dan, when you look at this team, who has stood out? Like, there's so much negative going around it. I know, like, there's going to be a There's going to be a mental challenge. Bo and I talked about it earlier, right? There's going to be a mental challenge with this team. Any team that's trying to get over the hump, and all they've heard is your same old Browns, same old Browns. You need things to go well. What has been the positives through camp so far? Has there been anything to where you're like, okay, that's a pleasant surprise. That's something that they can build on. Bo mentioned the ground game, but they're going to have to bank on the good things that are happening with all the injuries and the guys in the locker room will notice Baker not looking sharp. But what has there been a positive or a player or something that has stood out to where you're like, okay, that's a good sign?
There have been some guys that have stood out. You look at that. And you think, okay, he should stand out, but at the same time, it's always good to see that big money addition stand out and play well and feel really good about the season he could have for this football team after they gave him that contract. I think on the defensive side, we've seen some guys play well. Unfortunately, those guys are really good. And then you have a freak play where he has to go to the hospital for a lacerated liver, and hopefully he'll be able to get back sooner than later, but he's a guy that looks good. Then you bring in a guy like MJ Stewart, who they claimed off waivers, and he looked good. Filling in for Kevin Johnson, then he gets banged up. So that's sort of been where it is. Guys that flashed and looked good have ended up having to leave practice or they've gotten hurt. I think B.J. Goodson's emergence in the middle has been a good thing. They really need that position to be strong. And I don't know how he's going to look when you get to the real season and real football, but at least initially in camp, he's certainly been a pleasant surprise in the middle of the defense.
Yeah, he certainly has. Dan, this was great. Thanks for your time and your expertise, bud.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
You know, the big thing here is you say to yourself, and you mentioned the acquisition of the linebacker earlier in the show that they did. In terms of the injuries at the corner and safety position, mm-hmm. there's not a whole lot out there.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, oh, yeah, we'll go get Earl Thomas. Well, you start to hear why Earl Thomas is available in Baltimore. Yeah. Like, that's a pretty big red flag to me that Baltimore cuts a guy.
Yep.
Usually guys go to Baltimore and get right.
Right? It's
right?
Baltimore.
I mean, they don't. It's not it's list of. The,
Seattle.
Right. They're one of the places where if you go there and you've had problems previously, they'll sort it out because they have great culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
It's that's why it's an eye-opener. Like, when you look at the franchises who have said bye to him, it's an eye-opener. Like, okay, yeah. Why? Why?
And it might be a point where that you can put up with stuff as long as the talent supersedes the pain.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Neck.
Right.
But if the pain in the neck is now catching up to the talent, if you're a middle of the road free safety and the talent and the pain in the neck is now getting to the point where it's more than the other, well, that's a different situation. And that might be where he is. Logan Ryan's a guy who's out there who played at a high level for Tennessee, so maybe that's what but they do need to bring some bodies in the secondary. Because you can't – I mean, I have a feeling this Greedy Williams thing could be a little more serious than some people think. So I think that's something to certainly pay attention to going forward. Real red flags with the injuries in the secondary. Can't be argued. It's the first Friday. We get you officially endorsed. And three things coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Constantly interrupting valuable airtime to sell $3 stickers. What a business plan. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Sports are coming back. And all of the action can be found at OH Sports Bar and Grill at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Enjoy the games on over 25 giant screens. Great food and local brews. Plus, dive into the crab boil, a seafood lover's dream. It's all at Hollywood Casino. Visit HollywoodColumbus.com for more. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Celebrate freedom from down payments at John Hinderer Honda. 2020 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $269 a month with no money down. Route 79 in Heath or visit HinderHonda.com, open Sundays.
With approved credit, 36-month lease plus tax and title. In stock only. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
I'm Jason from Brewery Vivant, and Grand Rapids is open.
I'm Debbie from Rosie's Place, and Indianapolis is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
This is Wei from Falangtang, and Cincinnati is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
Traverse City is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The linebacker, the legend, the liquor cabinet. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Indeed it is, and it's a First Friday Miracle edition of the program. Hit it, Chopper.
1 second.
tell me when you're ready. Just tell me when you're ready in my ear. Well, no, on the air. Just tell me when you're ready.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Bo, real quick.
Yeah. You drink for the wrong reason?
No, stop it. Take it off. Take
my
it off.
Generation?
I really just wanted to interrupt stop. James, so that's why I went for it.
Hold on, Chops. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, is there, as one more NBA coach gets fired, is there anything more irrelevant, or is this my ignorance of basketball, than a head coaching change in the NBA?
Very few make any difference.
Okay. Chops, you ready? Sorry, I was trying to buy
Chops,
your time.
Chops, are you Chops. Ready? All right. Hit it, Chops.
You drink for the wrong reasons. My generation, we drink because it's good. Because it feels better than unbuttoning your collar. Because we deserve it. We drink because it's what men do.
All right, today's recommendation is in the bourbon world. It is an homage to the fantastic Paramount series Yellowstone, and it is indeed Yellowstone bourbon. This comes from Limestone Branch Distillery. It comes in at 93 proof, which is a little hotter than I typically like my bourbon. I like it usually in the lower 90s, between 90 and 92 is where the sweet spot is for me. But this is a good one. It's got a little spice right out of the gates, and it finishes a little bit of smoky smoothness to it, a little bit of sweet.
It's a nice one. It's got a cool label. It's a cool bottle to have around. Their Select stuff, if you can find that, is really cool with something that looks very good on a mantle, if you want to put whiskey on a mantle. But their entry level, which is all over, is one that if you see it, pick it up. You'll enjoy it. I do believe that. Time for three things. Hit it, Chops.
Three things with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Number one for me. So yesterday, my buddy and I tried to, and there were three of us coaching. We tried to install read option for 8-year-olds. We may have been out over our skis.
Yeah, a little bit.
Might have been a little over our skis.
A little bit.
As I almost strangled Black Cobra as he is in a huddle trying to be the quarterback and trying to make him understand the, you know, to kind of ride it before keeping it.
Yeah.
You know? And trying to make him understand that. And he's got his mouthpiece out and he's just chewing on it like a dog. And we go to do the play. Oh my God. We go to do the play. And he goes, we always go down set go, and he changes it randomly to down set hike with a clap, and then does the read to the wrong back. I mean, like, it was to the point where, and then I say to him, what am I, he's 8, like, these are going to happen. But I was about done with my 8-year-old.
Yeah.
About the end of the line.
We ran the option, too. We ran the triple option with the animal, and he encouraged me to keep the ball 100% of the time.
Yes!
You know, fake pitch it. Don't actually pitch it. Fake pitch it, and you keep it. Dad, I have to make the right read.
Dad, I mean, make the right read.
I mean, it's better for the team, right?
Forget the team.
Back.
It's about us. It's about us, son.
His
tank top's legendary.
Bro, I'm telling you, just skinny gold gym tank, Legion of Doom on the front. First thing... it'd be like me wearing like a 33 shirt or jersey right through the airport right now. My first thing, high school football in Ohio. I want to preface this. I don't think everyone will follow the rules. Two, okay. I don't know if all the rules are the same. But three, when I heard they're not allowed to meet with the players in the school, so they're not allowed to go through install in a classroom type setting with their players. So they're Zoom meeting with people, with position groups during the week at night, trying to get them installations and answer questions about plays being run. And then they're putting everything on like huddle film for the kids to try to study what the other teams are doing. And we'll see at practice. We'll try to explain it all on the field. But they're not allowed to go in the building to meet and draw up stuff on a whiteboard to install plays. You know how hard that is? That's easier for like other sports. Football, it seems damn impossible.
Can't do that. Yeah, I agree.
I got to tell you guys, the way you started off the show saying you got so many things going on with different Zooms and stuff, outside of work, which is still busy, I have nothing. There's nothing going on anymore, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Add a few kids, add 4 dogs, a fish, you might have something to do.
Yeah, I just need some more responsibilities, I guess, because like, I did laundry on Monday, and that's about it.
I did laundry
maybe knock out J-Lo, and then you'll
have stuff
to do.
I knocked out 2 loads during this show and vacuumed the whole upstairs. Come on, Chops. Be more efficient. Let's go.
Oh, I'm not at home. I can't do
it. Oh.
That's true. Number two for me. I was watching that country music documentary, and somehow this, I don't know how I had forgotten this, but they're in the part talking about Willie Nelson, his move to Austin. And it reminded me that I once saw Willie Nelson at the rodeo grounds in Red Lodge, Montana on a August summer day. He played for 4 hours. I knew far more songs than I thought I did, and it will probably go down as one of the greatest like concert experiences of my life. And it's one of those things I totally forgot about, and that reminded me of how great that was. If you ever have, and he's getting old, but if you ever have the opportunity, you got to see him.
Yeah, that's awesome. My second thing, look, back when this pandemic came out, there was a thing that like Homage and a couple of local companies did. You know, you could donate to it and get some cool things. Like Homage would give you a shirt, but basically it was helping others during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was a great cause. And one thing that I totally forgot about that will happen today is our phone call with Jenny herself for our own custom ice cream flavor. And I am juiced up over it. I'm a little sad because, of course, I get outvoted by the three girls. What James wants. Nobody cares that James wants a German chocolate cake flavored ice cream with a little bit of coconut and chocolate. No. I get outnumbered, and I basically am told to shut up. But regardless, I'm excited for the rest of my family to experience this.
Just go.
This is incredible. What, we could have done a whole segment on this.
We could have. Maybe we will tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Maybe I'll tell you what we picked.
Still yeah. like avocado and Brussels
it's
sprouts.
It's not we here. It's what the girls picked. Let's be clear.
My second thing, I managed to beat the main story of Grand Theft Auto V without Attaboy. Using any cheat codes.
Attaboy.
I'm pretty proud of myself. I think there's like a saying about practice and getting better at things. I don't know exactly how it goes, but apparently if you work hard and you just do something consistently, you get better at it. So I was surprised by that. Still a ton left in the game. It says how much percentage you're done. I finished the main story. I'm only 65% of the way through.
I'm telling you, it's the best.
And coming off of that fits well with my third one, because I have no idea how you landed Jennifer Lopez. I got your wedding invitation in the mail. Right. It is waxed.
How about that? I was like, holy crap,
Chops. It was so formidable. I was so proud of her.
Got the wax stamp.
She's such a fantastic woman. How you landed her is beyond anything I can comprehend. I have no idea how you did it.
Well, Chops, this is your future on my third thing, so it can tie in the marriage somewhat. But when your wife is pregnant, there are things, there are body pillows, and then there are like body pillows made for pregnant women. And we have nicknamed ours the Great.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
All of China, because this thing is legit 18 inches thick, deep, and it is a solid divider between us in the bed. But I will say, I give her crap for it all the time about how, like, you know, I am a human being. It could just cuddle me, you know?
Right.
But she loves this pillow. I rolled over last night at about 3 a.m., and she was not utilizing it. That thing is comfortable as hell. I might actually try to order one for myself.
Send me the link.
If another one shows up, let me go to Amazon, reorder. Boom. 2 days. I might have my own.
Real quick here on this one. Pretty excited about the spicy McNuggets, which they're going to roll out. I think the McNuggets are the best fast food nugget.
Chick-fil-A. Come on.
Those three things
more like chicken bites. They're not nuggets.
Couldn't possibly explain how different all three of our lives are than those three things. Enjoy your first Friday. Act accordingly. Rothman and Ice up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Thinking about new flooring in your home or business? GGC Flooring has you covered. The GGC Flooring family has a great selection, better pricing, and better service than the competition. We really don't need to say any more, but we'll keep going. Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl, they have it all. And they offer free in-home estimates and can even do next-day installs on some purchases. Check them out online at ggcflooring.com or come by the showroom just east of downtown. And when you think flooring, think GGC Flooring.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Joseph Newgarden. As a two-time IndyCar Series champion, I love that we're all getting back in our cars and back on the road, stopping at all the places we missed most. And to keep us going between those stops, there's Shell. Stop in to fill up with their best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Center. Good afternoon. I'm Matt Andrews. A no-hitter last night of the big leagues. Lucas Giolito of the White Sox no-hit the Pirates in Chicago. It was the first no-hitter in the season in Major League Baseball. The Indians beat Minnesota 4-2 to even that series last night at 1. Same 2-9 Cleveland. 7-10 start. Mike Clevenger will be recalled to start versus Jose Berrios. The Reds lost again to Milwaukee 3-2. They're a season low 6 games under 500. At 8-10 tonight in Milwaukee, Sonny Gray versus Adrian Hauser. 8 days after getting a contract extension, reportedly the Indiana Pacers have relieved head coach Nate McMillan of his coaching duties. Triple header today on the hockey bubble at 3, the Islanders and the Flyers. Isles up 1-0. Tampa Bay and Boston at 8. And at 10:30, the Avs and the Stars. Dallas up 2 games and on. Brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit basementdoctor.com. Breaking sports news on The Fan.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Call